Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we got another show, a rocking show for you today. I'm telling you, we're going to be talking about abortions and who is responsible for the decision. We're talking about who is responsible, the man, the woman. What about both? Oh, yeah. Get y'all to thinking, your mind working a little bit today. But that's what we're going to be talking about. So I hope y'all ready. I know I am. The second day of July. Shoot. Are y'all ready? Man, that's nice. Just get your mind right. Oh, man, let's get ready. That's a beat for you right there, man. I don't care what you say. That beat will get you right. You use that beat for a couple of things, if you know what I mean. I know. What's up, Into Knowledge in the chat room? I see you out there. 817, hey, boo, what's happening? I see you, too. All right, y'all. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to join me in the conversation today and the crew? No problem. Just give me a call. 347-838-8622, and we'd be more than happy to let you speak your piece. That's right. Hey, I'm just going to tell you, that's what it. Hey, I'm telling you, man, look, we here on Let's Talk, we like to hear everybody's opinion. We don't care what it is. We really don't. Because some of us may agree with you, some of us may not agree with you. Or we all may agree or we all may disagree. That's right. But you will hear some opinions. You can guarantee that one. So don't be afraid to call in, because we encourage everyone to call in. Now, if you feel like you're a little shy talking on the phone, come to the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Just go ahead and join us in the chat room, or better yet, go to search engine and just type in Mr. Talk. Either way, you can join us in the chat room as well. I know, man. This is going to be a good one. I'm just all hyped up about it. And with the quote of the day and the song of the day, oh, it's going to be on and popping. You can believe that. Yeah. Also, man, look. You know, when you do call in, don't be talking over each other, all right? Let everyone have their chance to talk. Respect their mic, please. Because if you're talking, they're talking, I'm trying to get you to stop talking, Nobody's being heard. Points are being missed, and things are being misunderstood. It's simple, right? So, in a nice, adult manner, don't talk over each other. Now, I'm going to tell you in another manner that some people may have a problem with, but I'm going to tell you, I thought hung up. Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to do that one time. Lord have mercy. All right. Keep your comments short and sweet. Migraine. What's going on? Migraine say abortion shouldn't be a topic. Wow. Well, Migraine, a lot of things shouldn't be, but they are, and they will be. And so you just get ready to talk about it. It was decided in an unknown court case long ago called Roe versus Wade. It was not decided, actually. The Republicans are not irresponsible and pathetic. But anyway, we get to that. We'll get to that, Migraine. But and, of course, no personal attacks. Now, let me tell y'all something about personal attacks, God dang it. And I'm just going to put it out here. Just because you may think something is a personal attack doesn't necessarily mean I may think it's a personal attack. Okay? Let's get that straight right now. All right? This is my show. So, since it's my show, I get to decide what I feel is a personal attack. And I will handle it accordingly. But do not try and make me think that you've been personally attacked when you haven't. Although many believe I don't listen. Oh, I listen quite well. I can hear. I really can. From far away. So don't play me like I'm Willie Fufu. Because I'm not. Like I say, this is my show. Okay? This is my show. So if I say it's not a personal attack, it's not. Do you understand? Don't play me. Don't play me. All right? Because I will handle you. I will stop the show just to let you know how I feel about what you are saying to me. I'm easygoing, y'all. I'm easygoing. You know, I let you talk. I let you have anything. But, number one, do not personally attack anyone else, and I will decide what that is. Number two, don't try and come at me. Because I'm going to hit you upside your head 2 or 3 times. All right? Hell no, I ain't talking to you, Goofy. Okay. I'm just putting it out there. All right? I would decide. It's my show, so I get to decide what a personal attack is. All right? And everybody who knows me know I have very tight rules about what a personal attack is. And being called Paula Deen is not one of them. All right? All right. Now, with that being said. All right, Migraine. Speaking of my boy Goofy. Speaking of my boy Goofy, I'm telling you, man, y'all have to go and listen to the wrestling match. Y'all really do. That thing was off. Man, Goofy, props, brother, props, because that was off the chain. You hear me? You hear me? I'm like, wow, that was so cool, you know. And I want to give a special first time welcome to JJUK. Check this out, man. Goofy, that was on point. And my music I came out on, man, you should have seen me. I was bopping to it. Man, I should have gave you some dang on, show you how to, I was riding. I was popping to it. Yeah, but I think I beat Mike a little bit more than what you said, but it's okay. Hey, Resign and Refine and Design, welcome to the show. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, I see my switchboard is just getting lit up. That's what I'm talking about. Because we're going to talk about some things today, y'all. So I hope y'all ready, because guess what? It's going to be on. Now, okay. I done got excited, man. But good shout out. Good shout out, Goofy. All right. All right. The quote of the day. The quote of the day. Yeah, for y'all who missed the the house rules, it's okay. Most of them, you know them anyway. So I went over them. It's over with. Let's keep going. All right, here it is. Here's the quote of the day. Never do something permanently foolish just because you are temporarily upset. All right? Did y'all get that? Did you get what that just said? Because a lot of us make that same mistake on a daily basis. What's up, Pianki? He's back, y'all. Mr. Pianki, he's back. All right, let me tell you one more time. Never do something permanently foolish just because you are temporarily upset. Ooh, that's deep, man. That's deep. I'm not even going to elaborate on that because you know what? I don't need to elaborate on that. That is something cool right there. I know you. Some of y'all like that, right? I know. I know. All right, y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all, you know, I'm giving y'all a chance to go in and get your drinks ready and go on and, yeah, get your smokes and all that ready because we're going to go on with the song of the day. And when we come back, hey, we going right into the topic. There's no subtopics, no opening monologue than what I've done already. We're going to hop right into the topic. All right, so if y'all need to go in and stretch or what have you, going to get it ready, because I see y'all in about 4 minutes. And here it is, without further ado, the song of the day.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just because you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But up back to book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with the molester who's sexing her crazy. And yet, and also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever. He left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know so. She didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cry. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fans swing. And Brenda's a name, she's gotta beg.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. That was Brenda's Got a Baby by the late Tupac Shakur. That's right. And you know what? Even though that song was made back in the day, it still holds true today. That's right. You know, we got them young girls out there having them babies. Okay, we're not even going to talk about that. But anyway, that song is a true song. Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac. Now, that went right in with the
quote of the day. The quote of the day was a great one. And today we're going to say it one more time. Never do something permanently foolish just because you are temporary. Upset. Woohoo!
Yeah. All right. I'm a quick tripping. All right. Anyway, as I said, we're not going to even deviate a little bit today. We're going to go and jump right down into the topic. And the topic for today is abortion. Who's responsible for the decision? Oh, man, I'm telling you. And is it the men? Well, some believe that it's the women. The women should have sole decision-making on the abortion thing. I personally feel this is where I stand at on this issue. Number one, I'm against abortion, okay? I'm going to go on and set for emergency situations, okay? I'm just going to go and put that out there. And some sexual assault situations, you know, as a case-by-case basis. Number two, I think the man should have a say into the abortion process as well. Because I think that's where it falls short, because the man, in a lot of instances, the women do not include the men in the decision. Because, and then they want to say, well, the man wasn't going to take, how do you know? Because you never gave them a chance. Do you see where I'm going with this? So that's how I feel about it. That's where I stand. For those who listening who say, I never take a stance on anything, I'm taking my stance right now. I'm standing on top of the hill yelling and screaming, I'm against abortion and the man should be involved in the decision. Now, if you want to come at me, come on. But make sure you come right, because I'm tossing everybody off the mountain and jumping on you with old... Never mind. Anyway, let me open these lines, these phone lines. And we got Mr. Joe on the line, and then we got Miss Renee.
Are you on or off your meds?
What? Why?
Are you on or off your meds?
Why?
You're crazy today. You're singing,
you, Joe.
And all this. What? Are you happy or sad, angry, or what?
I'm happy, man.
All
I'm
right.
Feeling good.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot to take my meds today.
If I wasn't far off, was I?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, anyway. Oh, that's Joe, y'all. And Renee, where you at?
Oh, Renee's around.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, you're here early.
Yeah, she's here early,
early,
but she's making up. She missed yesterday, but I understand she had a good reason, so it's good.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
It better be taking care of your husband.
Joe.
What?
I take care of my husband always.
Well,
my husband
do,
is a very well taken care of man.
That's very good. That's what a wife should do. If she's not going to be barefoot and pregnant, she better take care of her husband.
Oh, Lord.
I'm never going to be barefoot and pregnant.
Well, then you aren't, and I'm glad that you're taking care of your husband.
You know what, Joe? Yeah, we ain't paying that, old teacher. Let me bring the new member of the crew in, the man that has
he's
taken the place
of. He's not a member of the crew.
Yeah, a new member of the crew.
You know
who that is.
I know who it is.
And he is the man with everything. Knowledge.
What's
up, Knowledge?
What's happening? Talk. How you doing, Renee?
I'm good.
How you doing, Joe? I was trying to beat that sheep herder in, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, keep on trying.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a good show today. What y'all think about that? Y'all think we got a good show? Well, how y'all feel about that?
If Renee is here early, it's going to be a good show. I know she
is. Yeah, Renee here early, it's going to be a good show. So yeah. Y'all want to let Renee go first as far as where she's standing on it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of course.
Oh, wait, before I let anybody go, are y'all aware that there's an actual abortion counter? In other words, it tells you how many abortions have been performed in the United States, as far as the year since 1970, since you looked at the site. I mean, this thing is just amazing. I just didn't know until I went, and was doing some research. And I'm going to place the link in the chat room. So y'all go and check it out. And the numbers are just astounding. Oh, my goodness. So the link is in the chat room. Y'all want to go and check it out. You're going to be surprised at the numbers, though. But, okay,
right.
I've got that said, so.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
Okay. Go ahead, Miss Renee. You up.
Well, I'm going to surprise you guys greatly because.
Wait, you know what, Renee, before you go? You know what I'm going to do today? This is what I'm going to do today. Since it has been requested and she is here early, Renee, the show is yours today.
Okay,
I just bring people in and out.
Oh,
right?
God, the men are in trouble.
All right. So, I just let you know when somebody's ready because I done said what I'm going to say, and somebody wanted you to do a show. So I'm going to let you do today's show. All right?
Okay.
So, all right.
My main thing is that I do not really believe in abortion, but I do believe in the right to choose. And let me make this clear. For me, I don't believe that abortion will be a choice because I'm in a situation that I'm secure, my family is secure. I never had an abortion, never thought I'd have an abortion. But I do believe that every young woman has the right to choose what happens to her body, and no one should tell her what to do with it. But I also think that men should go ahead and have a vote. That doesn't mean that they have the ultimate say. They just have a vote. But I think ultimately the woman should choose what happens to her own body. And it's her choice and hers alone. Because she's the one that has to carry this baby. She's the one that has to nurture this baby. She's the one that has to take care of this baby.
See, that's the problem with
there
women.
Are men out there that can take care of children. But ultimately, God made woman to have a baby. And so it's her ultimate decision to do her body what she wants. So I am pro-choice.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's the problem with women. You women don't even know when you're conflicting with your own statement. You can't say a man can have a say, but he doesn't have the ultimate say. What good is it if he doesn't have a meaningful say in anything? It's like saying, well, yeah, you can tell me anything you want, honey, but I'm going to do what I want anyway. No.
Ultimately, she has the right to do for her body what she wants.
Well, good for little...
I mean, that's the God-given right.
Good for little Missy. The thing is that it's a part of her body. It is not her body. See, women
but
have been brainwashed
in
to believe
body.
In this.
Until you've given birth to a child...
I don't have to give birth to a child. Stop that female propaganda that I got to have a vagina and I got to give birth in order
to...
You
do. You do. You do. You do.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
when
okay.
you give birth to a basketball,
okay,
you let
you have
me know.
When you grow a penis by tomorrow, and you let me know what the
child... I will never grow a penis by tomorrow. I enjoy being a woman.
Well, good for
but
you.
But I think that you, as a man, and all the men that are in Congress, should not tell women what they should and should not do with their body.
Well, what are you doing with us?
I'm not telling you to do anything with your body. I'm not running out there telling you to get a vasectomy so you don't have any kids out of wedlock.
Well, women are doing that, but besides that particular issue, which is a good issue... You're saying, well, we can have input from when, but I'm going to make the final decision. No, no, no. If you're always going to make the final decision, it's called dictatorial. It's called being tyrannical because a man should have a say ultimately at least sometimes. Now, I'm finished with that because I know I can't convince you. You're feminist. So
what do you think, Knowledge?
She didn't respond to that, huh?
Me personally, I'm pro-choice. Fortunately, I've never been in a situation with a female where that has actually had to come up, so I've never had to deal with it. But I don't feel that men are qualified to tell a woman what to do in regards to whether she wants to give birth to a child or not. Hopefully it's a situation where the two people are in a positive enough relationship that they can come to a mutual decision. More times than not, that's usually not the case. But that, to me, that's like the best case scenario. But in the end, yeah, I mean, it is up to the woman because she's the one that's carrying the child. And hopefully she has a man that supports her so that they can both come to a decision that works for both of them in terms of if they want to keep it or if they're going to terminate a life. Because I can only imagine that's got to be traumatic for a female once she actually decides to go ahead with it. Let's assume she's going to have it. I mean, how does that affect women psychologically? See, I don't even know that part of the equation.
Well, psychologically, I mean, you have to prepare your mind to wrap your mind around the idea that you are killing a child. So,
right.
I mean, it's not done very lightly. And I know men want to believe that it's just done callously and very lightly. But it's really not. You have to wrestle with the fact that this is your child, and you are, in essence, killing your child. So it's not done very easily. And for any man that says it's just done here at Kara, you know, it amazes me when you see all of the men standing in line and they're protesting against abortion, but not one of them have carried a child and nurtured a child and grown a child in their womb and then felt that child move and then tell me that would be an easy thing to do. It's the hardest thing that you could possibly ever, ever, ever imagine doing. So putting yourself until you walk the mile in a woman's shoes and you can tell me that you understand all that they've gone through to bring that child to fruition, you can't understand it. And then it's a lifetime. Once a mother, always a mother. You never stop being a mother. You're a mother when you're 90 years old, and if your kids are still around, you're still a mom. So, you know, it's not an easy task. It's a decision that is not taken lightly by responsible women. Now, you do have irresponsible women that go out there and just have abortion after abortion after abortion. But if it's not the right time in your life and you feel that it's not the right time in your life, then it's your decision and you're alone. I don't want to hear what Joe's saying. I don't want to hear that. I don't. I agree with you, too. So. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. So are you still there, Joe? Did I run you away? Did I chase you down? But what do you think, Knowledge, about in special circumstances? Do you think abortion is still a good and viable thing in special circumstances?
You mean like if a woman is raped?
Or by a family member or by a stranger. Do you think that abortion or going ahead and having that child is a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing if it's a family member or if she was raped. But then again, you know, it depends on how she feels about the situation. I would like to think any woman who was involved in an incestuous relationship or was violated physically would probably not want to have a child under that type of circumstance. I would like to think that, but then again, you know, if a woman has the capacity from a mental and emotional standpoint to separate herself from the actual act that occurred and the fact that, okay, there's a child inside of me and I can't see myself killing this child, hey, I mean, I give her a standing ovation for that one because I can only assume that if it's me, I'm not going to do it. Not in those two instances, no, I wouldn't do that.
Well, you know,
that just has too many lingering effects to me, I would think.
Yeah, I had some in my as a teenager, I worked at a home for unwed mothers, and you would be amazed at how many 11 year olds come in there pregnant already. They're already pregnant, 11 years old. What age would you say would be the right age to possibly make it okay for someone to have an abortion? Is 11 too young to have a baby?
Is it too young to have a baby? 11?
Yeah.
Because she can't. I mean, what's she going to do? Taxpayers are going to have to take care of that child. She's too young to work. She hasn't even finished school, even if, you know, and that's just assuming that she will finish school. So that just, man, if you're 15 or younger, that really puts you behind the eight ball.
Wow. All right, hold on for a minute. I got a couple other people want to come in real fast. Okay, let's see. 314, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Pianchi.
Okay, we don't want to hear from you today, Pianchi.
Tell him, Pianchi. Tell him, Pianchi.
What's up, Pianchi? How you doing today, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Okay. I'm just bringing y'all in. I'm letting Renee run the show. So hold on, let me bring the next caller real fast. And then y'all can go forth. 111, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Can we have your name, please?
Mace.
I knew it was you. Hi, Mace.
Mace.
How are you today? All right.
I'm fine.
All right. Well, y'all go at it. I'm just monitoring the lines and working the chat room. Handle
okay,
it.
Okay, let's
have
the first
voice.
Mace.
Hello?
Oh, I want to know why are men so concerned about women's bodies when they don't have to go through the 9 months or the problem when they need to get an abortion from a baby that's not even alive inside their body and the things that they have to go through when they get pregnant. And then the men that go and get little young girls pregnant. Do anybody say anything about fixing it so they can't get anybody pregnant forever in the rest of their life?
You know, all I heard was mumbo jumbo.
I know, of course, that's what you think. Answer my question.
So
women don't do that. If they did, it'd be a lot less
safe. I think that's
said
to all the men.
Talking about
divorce. I think that's said. Mm-hmm. I think
women do have. Women do have sex with underage children. There's a friend sent me a YouTube. I thought it was going to be one incident. I ended up watching it for 2 hours, incident after incident after incident. School teachers here in the United States. Me, myself, I'm a total against abortion. Matter of fact, as I indicated in the chat room, I would never date or even marry a woman that had an abortion.
Isn't that
kind of
hypocritical?
I'm against abortion too, but a woman have the right to do what she wants to with her body. If she want to have one, it's not for me.
Well, in America, that's the norm. That's the norm in America. What I've been around societies where that womb does not belong to a woman. Matter of fact, my wife comes from societies that the womb is looked at as. And well, as I said before, I've been in ceremonies where the pregnant mother, after the environment was set, in the presence of a grandfather, grandmother, priest, and the brothers, that woman go on a trance, and the baby talks to the mother and tells who it is, what they want to have done, and what they're coming back for. The womb is looked at as a portal for the ancestors to come back into the world.
Wow.
That's not in this country.
Okay.
they have laws and
as a woman
that, we're not
that has had children, I'm going to let you know right now that you're in control of what goes on and how you deliver your child.
Yes.
No
it's
child
two ways
to do it. Is going to be talking to me when they're newborn babies. They're going to let me know, my body is going to let me know when it's in transition to have a baby. And if you've never been or ever have been pregnant, you don't know the transitions that your body goes through.
All that is fallacious logic.
Whatever.
Fallacious
logic.
Until
you've had a baby, you cannot sit there and tell me that it's otherwise. I'm sorry.
My first girl I dated, her mother had 22 babies. You women nowadays ain't nothing but a bunch of chumps.
And they still, and some of them had 22 lost, some of them too. And the reason why they didn't make it into this room.
Yeah, women want it all until the baby's born.
No,
Joe, and you want
we
the
want
man
look,
to provide.
What we want for people like you.
Stop being hypocritical.
No. What we
look,
want for people like you to get saved so you can handle children, and we don't have
gotta,
to. Like
you got
to
grow up and use some logic.
That's what we want.
No,
all right.
Look,
before Roe versus Wade, you women didn't know how to think.
Before Roe versus Wade, we didn't have no option to have them because people were having them at 12 years old back in old days.
And you didn't know how to think. After Roe versus Wade, all of a sudden you know how to think.
She didn't have a choice, Joe.
Well, if a male has sex with a 12-year-old, if a male has sex with a 12-year-old,
which they do every day,
if a male has sex with a 12-year-old, he need to be killed.
Well, nobody, I don't hear no males out screaming about it.
As simple as that.
But you're right.
Not only that YouTube that you saw, but there's a website about these chicks that are having sex with underage.
Did you see
kids.
That? Did you see that, Joe?
I didn't see the video,
yeah.
But I downloaded
YouTube?
The website of these school teachers, and they're marrying their kids, and they're getting away with it.
And
yeah,
I'm about to overrule this.
You know how many abortion black women on had here in America since Roe versus Wade over 18. Over,
black
I
women,
said black
think,
women.
Think about the
I
ones
said
that
particularly.
That didn't have
I
them.
Said particularly Bianca. Black women.
That's a lie in the truth.
Now
and
you want to add some
look,
others in there? Go ahead.
That ain't true.
Look,
but
not true.
That's
the number of abortions.
Hold on.
Well, I tell you what. I thought I was coming to a conversation with some civilized people.
We have our own opinion.
Just a question I have. What's
Bianca, name
what's
the different kind of abortion women can get and what reason women can't have.
There's too much estrogen around here.
As I was saying, through 1973. Hey, Mr. Talk, would you control some of your guests?
Come on.
For the benefit of the people in the chat room, now what's your rules?
Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. See, Bianca, why you had to go there? See? Anyway,
saying.
we want to welcome Mr. Lowe to the conversation. We want to welcome Mr. Lowe to the conversation. Go ahead, Lowe.
Absolutely. I'm going to come in hard and fast, and I don't care who does or does not like what I have to say. It really doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
As long as you have a lady willing and able to lay there on her behind and a man to lay on top of her, whatever the case may be, and to make a baby, there should be no room for an abortion. Now, in the event that there's someone that got raped or incest or something like that, that's different. But as long as you lay your ass down and both man and woman and are not responsible enough to take care of your business and you got a baby on the way, deal with it. Oh, you got people don't want a baby. So what? Deal with it. If you don't want it, there are thousands of families out there that's screaming for a child because yourself
trifling.
There you go. Because
trifling, that's what they are.
That, because you decided no, that
one,
your life is more important
wait,
than the one that you
no,
brought.
No, it's not.
We said
a woman has the right to do what she wants to do with her body. It's her.
Okay, Maze, you sit up, Maze, and you talk all this church crap. And now
I'm
you mean to tell me
crap.
You mean to tell
you
me
reality.
That a woman, okay, now she can go and kill your baby. Get the hell out of here.
What you say?
Get
hey,
the hell
I,
out of here. That's
I,
crazy.
I mean, if I wanted to, if I got one and if I believe in that, I have
you
the right
sound,
to.
You sound like a starkey,
you sound like these crazy
idiot.
People.
You sound
if
like
I
had
crazy
a wife,
people.
If I had a wife that killed, if I had a wife that killed my baby, I'm going to kill her.
You wouldn't even know she killed it. How you going to know if you going to kill her if you don't know she killed it? That's what I'm trying to do. If you
and that's
do
the way
life.
It is now. Your 7-year-old daughter can get a morning after pill.
I don't have
and,
a 7-year-old. That's right. She can get
right.
a morning after pill
see,
and make
see,
the man pay
see,
for it. You won't have to worry
May.
About it. No loss.
May.
Yes.
May. Let him talk. Let him talk.
Yeah.
Take
let
turns.
Give
him
some more stuff.
The
I want to know how
go ahead. I mean, I'm just saying, to me, you have a division here. You have sound-minded coming on to say, hey, you know, some people for the most part, hey, you know, we believe in the Bible, some of us claim to be Christians and everything, and then next thing they
I'm not
say,
a Christian.
Man.
Okay, well,
man,
the next thing they
man
say
talk.
Is,
that
next
goodness.
Thing they say is, hey, well, you know, okay, well, yeah, go ahead and kill this kid because I don't want it. Basically, that's what
no,
it is.
No, it's not that. It's
and
not that.
Wonder why your kids act that way.
Can I tell you something?
Every wait a minute.
Can't
wait a minute.
Every woman can't have a baby. If you can put that upside your head and realize every woman can
we're
have a baby.
We're talking about
the
ones who go
beyond, know they can, got the
I'm
right to do what they want to with their body.
And nobody will get a chance.
And you
want to
talk about abortion, give me five reasons
hey,
a woman would get an abortion.
Hey, Joe.
You hear me? May,
you see what I be talking about?
No, what you're talking about is making no sense.
May.
So what you're saying is making no sense talking about
yes,
this woman's body. Well, what about the body that's growing inside her body?
I'll just be talking all day.
Hey, you guys, you have to take turns. You cannot just talk over each other. You have to take turns. Now, maybe
every time that woman come on the show, she shows some trifling manners.
No, it's not trifling manners. It's she's trying to make her point, and you're trying to make your point.
But she can't make a point while other people are talking.
I'm agreeing.
Where did she learn that at?
I just asked, when you say it's a woman's body, what about the body that's growing inside of her body? That's all I ask.
What did you say?
The woman says, oh, it's my body. I can do what I want. What about the body that's growing inside of her body?
That's a good question. When technically do you feel that a fetus becomes a living human being? When is that law?
In Arizona, it's 20 weeks.
Is that law?
Well,
so
I'll
up until
like
20
this.
Weeks. Up
when
until
you
20
have,
weeks.
When you have, when that sperm leaves that man's body, it's a living cell.
You're absolutely
you
right.
Have life, you have life in that cell that's going to where it's trying to get to. Now,
but when does it technically become a human being?
Because at that moment, it's a cell. That's kind of heresy when you say technical. Now, you had a living
technical cell.
That's just like if you want to call it, it's like a leech or a parasite. A parasite that's like a mosquito. It comes to me, gets something from me, and leaves me, and then it comes to you. It's still alive. Now, what do you mean? Technically, when is it alive? It's alive the whole time.
When does it receive a heartbeat?
Oh,
20 weeks.
Heartbeat indicates that is a living human being.
Well, I think it's a lot earlier than 20 weeks, but Arizona and I think Alabama said 20 weeks, and it's going to go down lower. It should be conception.
Listen. 4 weeks after fertilization, the heart is beating and the circulatory system is in place. So there, 4 weeks. All right,
okay,
can I ask a question? Just because it left your body and went into somebody else's body, does that necessarily mean that she's going to be pregnant? No, it doesn't, because every woman cannot conceive a child.
We're talking about the ones that did. We're not talking
the
about
do,
the ones that
can. And the ones that do have the opportunity to do what they want to. If they want a child, they can, and if they don't, they don't have to.
And for the hostess of the show, I'll ask you.
But
as
a man has no right
lady,
to
get.
I'm not
a Christian lady.
I tell you I'm not a Christian.
I said the hostess of the show. I ain't talking to you.
Well, stop getting mad with me then. Calm yourself down.
I'm talking to
you.
Imagine
having a wife like that.
Hey, you got to learn how to let people talk.
Man, you have to do
something. As the hostess of the show, my question is.
Well, if the hostess
wants
me to stop talking, I'll stop talking.
Who you are? May. You're going to
be a
You have to let people talk. I understand what your point is, but you have to let them get their point over. That's the whole reason why we're having a discussion. And it is a discussion, so you guys don't have to take it personal, and you don't have to get upset with each other, but you do need to make your point clear. And, May, you got to quit interrupting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My question is, for the hostess. Now, my question is, what point do you say it's not life as a Christian, you personally?
Me personally, I would never have an abortion.
Right.
I am a Christian, and I would never have an abortion. My feeling is that I don't feel that anybody should have a right to choose what they should and should not do with their own body. That does not mean that I agree with them. That means that I can't tell her what to do with her body. What works for me works for me. And it does not work for me getting an abortion. But what works for her may be something totally different. I do not have the right to tell her what to do with her own body. I'm agreeing with you on the fact that I don't believe in it. For me.
Okay. Now, as far as being someone of faith, don't you feel that you have an obligation to bring to this person the rights and the wrongs of doing this? Because there's a right and wrong from this, you know.
I have an obligation to me. I have an obligation to my family. I have an obligation to God. I do not have an obligation to everyone in this world to tell them what the heck they should do with their body.
Well, you know, here's the point. When a child is protected by the United States Constitution, if you kill, if they determine that their child's life at whatever gestation period, and you kill it through abortion, then you should be punished for murder.
Yes, that's true, but
I don't agree with
that. Think that you have the right to tell me what to do with my body.
The child in your body is a United States citizen. It has civil rights. And once the point in time that they're determined to be alive, they have civil rights. If I was to shoot you and you got carrying a baby in your womb and I kill the baby and you too, I'm facing double murder.
Two different things.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
Two different things.
But I don't believe the child is alive until after they've been born. So
after they've been born?
That's my that's what I say. Yes.
Well, you
have
got
a
people
living thing within you. That's why this is so difficult.
You have people in jail. You have people that's doing time now for killing not only the mother but the child she was carrying in her womb.
This is true. Come on,
here. Those are not emotions. That is not based on the Bible. That is based on the law of this land, of the United States of America.
Okay. So what does it have to do with you as a woman being able to give birth or choosing not to give birth?
If you kill a live baby in your womb, you are facing some jail time. No, you do not. That is a United States citizen that
you
are carrying. Sorry.
I do have the right to do with my body as I please. You may not like my choice.
Again, I'm asking, though.
All right.
I'm asking, though, again, so what about the body inside of your body? That's a separate organism. It's a part of you, but it's a separate organism.
Until that child comes out of your body, that's still a part of you. And you ultimately have the choice to make the decision what to do with your body. And may it be that you want to have an abortion, or may it be that you do not. That is your choice. You may want to give your child up for adoption. That's all good.
Jill, what is the penalty for a pregnant mother drinking alcohol and taking drugs while she's pregnant and giving birth to a how does it affect the child, and what does the law say about it?
There's no penalty.
There is no law against that.
There's no penalty for a woman to have to take to do alcohol. You can drink alcohol while you're – now, your child will suffer for that, and that is still your choice if you want to bring a child into this world that may have some deformities or may be addicted to drugs or alcohol. Now, social services would look frowned upon that highly, and if they're addicted to drugs, they don't totally take your rights away. You don't lose your rights. They give you a chance to make it right. So they have you on the wrist by it, but they don't take your child away from you.
Imagine that.
Is that right? No, that's not right. That's not right.
Crap, baby,
the bottom
born
line
every
is,
day.
She still has a right to do with her. She still has a right to do with her body as she pleases. It's not right, but she has the right to do with it.
Look,
right.
Everybody's been brainwashed in this bullshit that a woman has the right to do
whatever
she wants to the body. The thing is, if that's truth, then a man should do whatever he wants with his body, with the woman keeping her mouth shut. And that includes adultery.
It has nothing to do with your body. If you want to go
out
there and
kiss
everything
on
your
body. If your husband goes out and cheats on you,
he's
cheating on you with his body. Is he not?
Yes.
All right.
He is.
And if you have the right to do whatever you want to do with your body, he has the right to do whatever he wants to do with his body. If a sperm comes out of his body, that's his sperm, and no wife has anything to say about it. These are fallacious arguments. These are issues which the Supreme Court have been dancing around just for political reasons. If you use logic, a lot of these decisions don't even make fucking sense.
Your logic is not my logic, though.
Hold on. Logic
is
logic. You can't have a left logic and a right
logic.
Logic is logic. There's no such thing as my logic and your logic.
There are 38 states. There are 38 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Mississippi, and Nebraska, that have fetal homicide laws. Harm that baby in your body, and your ass is going to jail.
So,
I put the link up in the chat room.
So, out of the 50 states, you have how many?
38.
I said there are 38 states that have fetal homicide laws. Okay. Laws against harming a fetus while it's within your body.
But
read it yourself.
You,
I wish
drinking,
I was in the chat room, but I like to click on that.
If you've been drinking and you have a child, they're not going to take their child away from you. They're not. It has to be, you have to have tried to drown that child, kill yourself in some dramatic fashion for them to take that child away from you. Do I agree with that? No, I don't agree with that. And like I said before, I don't think that abortion is right for me. But I don't think you or anybody else has the right to tell anybody else what to do with their body. There's
so
nobody
let me
walking
ask,
around there telling you that.
Let me ask a question. So with what I've heard so far, we're basically what's being said is that men have no right whatsoever in making the decision about abortion. Am
no
I
right.
correct?
Correct.
Is
I
that
don't
what
feel
I'm
that
hearing?
Way.
Huh?
I don't feel that way.
You don't
feel
that way?
Two people got, no, I don't. I feel that two people are together to make a child is both of your decisions. But ultimately, I still feel that it's the woman's right for the final.
Do you not understand, Renee? This is not. I'm a little irritated. I'm not irritated at you personally. But you are, well, most women are guilty of 1984 doublespeak. You can hold two conflicting ideas in your head. Men can do this too, so I'm not directing this at you personally. But people can have two conflicting ideas in their head, mutually exclusive. And you think both of them are right. You cannot say a man can have any type of say in any type of decision regarding abortion, but ultimately the decision is left to the woman.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Because if a man is supposed to have a decision power, right?
Let me ask you a question.
Renee, I haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
Renee, the thing is, if a man can have any type of decision power in this relationship, that means that sometimes the decision will go his way, sometimes the decision will go the woman's way. If you're saying a man can have this decision power, but ultimately it's always the woman's right, always the woman's decision, the man has no say.
In this one instance, Joe, in this one thing, I believe the woman has the right to choose what happens to her body.
I understand what you're saying, but you're not understanding how you're having... You don't
understand
what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
I do understand.
No, you don't, because you're saying the man can have an input.
I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm not the only one that feels this way.
It doesn't matter if 300 women feel this way.
How about 3 billion women feel this way?
3 billion, 300
women. 3 billion
women
don't feel that way.
How about 3 billion?
And that's only among a certain segment here in the United States. But here's a case. Here's a Supreme Court case in the city of Charleston, South Carolina. Well, they tested 10 women while they were having prenatal care that was being paid for by the state. And when they were found to have cocaine in their system while they was pregnant, their asses was locked up. There are the cases right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Which means they don't have the ultimate decision.
That means you don't have the right to do what you want with your body as long as you're carrying a child.
Bingo.
You do. You ultimately do.
That's
the
kind of, I mean,
not,
this goes,
look,
this goes back to that witness
listen
of the Trayvon Martin case.
Listen to me. I am not saying that it's right, okay?
We're not talking about right or wrong, ma'am. We're talking about laws. I mean, this is where the problem comes back. You enter emotions into a conversation. You enter emotions into a conversation, and
I'm
you want to say right and wrong. It is right and wrong have nothing to do with it. It's about
yeah, it
the
does.
Law.
It does, because laws are meant to be changed. Laws are meant to be changed. Otherwise,
is it right to do capital punishment? Is capital punishment right?
Wait, hold on. Let me ask this question, man. Pianki,
yes.
I'm going to ask this question. So what does the law say about a man having a right to help make that decision about abortion with the woman?
We're talking about the woman
about
right
that?
Now.
No, we're talking about both.
I think the man should have a decision. As I said in the chat room, I think that you should do a contract with a woman that you're going to marry in case this does develop.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get a woman to sign it.
Oh, that would be a woman signing it, but the only thing is, no state allows it. There would be women signing it.
Because you can cannot tell a woman what to do with her body. Even though I know you want to, you cannot.
But
I don't want anybody telling me what to do with my body.
The state
is
already telling women what to do with their bodies. You
and
act as though
listening. That's why we have Roe versus Wade.
You act as though your desire resides in a vacuum. The law is already telling you that if you're tested for cocaine and you have a baby and you've got cocaine in your body, you can go to jail. So the thing is, you women can embrace all this Roe versus Wade freedom of body bullshit all you want, but you don't realize the state still has control over you.
Look, the state has control over all men and women. If you break the law, you go to jail. I'm not disputing that,
okay?
But what I'm disputing is that you, as a human being, you as Congress, you as anybody, do not supersede my body. And if I choose to do something with my body, I'm going to do what I want with my body. Now,
other words, you saying
right? Wait, let me finish. Does it not mean that it's right that I'm doing what I'm doing? Nobody said that I said it was right. What I'm saying was I have the right to choose. Maybe right or wrong is ultimately my decision, not yours.
So what you're saying that if you're pregnant and you want to do something to your body, even though it harms the baby, you got a right to do so.
It's my body. Does not mean it's right, but if I choose to do it, I choose to do it. Women drink every day.
Wait a minute, Renee,
that's
still double think. You hold again two conflicting ideas.
Jill, I wouldn't even argue with that.
I'm not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not arguing with that fact.
You do not have the right to do something wrong.
Listen to me.
Let Mr. Talk throw the other topic up.
No, let me. You can't just say what you want, then not let anybody speak.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to let. Look, women feel that men want to take over everything that has to do with them. Okay. Now look, the Bible says that the husband will be the head of the household. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. The Bible says that you will be underneath your husband. I don't have a problem with that. Ultimately, my husband will make a decision.
The Bible says obey your husband.
I do obey my husband. Very clearly.
As long as you want to. The whole
My husband is very understanding.
Are we talking about women in general or you?
I'm talking, Yankee, I'm talking. Okay? Now, the bottom line is I am not the normal woman, okay, that lives my life according to the word. Okay? I live my life according to the word and I follow the Bible. As does my husband. So my husband treats me like a queen, and usually whatever I desire, he makes sure it happens because that's how he loves me, okay? I am not like everyone. I'm not like every woman out there, okay? You have single mothers out here. You have mothers that have three kids, and they're single parents, and they choose to either adopt their children out, get an abortion, or have that child and raise that child. That is ultimately their decision to do one of the three. It's not yours. It's theirs. Now, I know as a man, it's hard to take the position that you don't have any control over one certain subject when you control everything else in the world. But this is one thing that I feel that a woman has the right to choose for themselves. You ain't got to like it. You don't.
Let me ask you a question. It's not going to be personal again, but it's going to be for all these Christian, God-fearing, Bible-thumping chicks. Now,
If you believe
in God and God is the creator and God is the ultimate word, and if God in the Bible does not want abortion,
does not,
then you have to abide by what he wants.
Look.
So therefore, wait a minute, Renee. Therefore, every Christian should.
What's all that noise?
Probably you too.
No, it's not me.
No, not you. And
probably
I
somebody poisoned a baby in the womb.
Yeah. Sorry, Renee. I thought you were amazed. I was just saying that to me. The thing is, if women believe that God is the whole thing, and when he comes down with his word as represented in the Bible, then abortion is wrong, then no woman ever who is a Christian should ever have an abortion. And those who do are hypocrites. That's all I have to say.
No. First of all, let me take you straight from the beginning. All people are sinners before they become Christians. You're still a sinner. That's why God made the ultimate sacrifice, okay? So when you start talking the Bible, you take it to a different level. So look, like I said, we're all sinners, and we all have fallen short of the glory of God, all of us. There is no perfect people on this world, and there will not be any perfect people until Jesus comes back to you, okay? So when you make the decision to talk the Bible, Joe, make sure you understand the ramifications of doing so, because As a Christian, I believe, yes, me.
Okay.
Because as a Christian, I believe that it's the wrong thing to do, and I would not do it for myself. But I cannot
Could I say something?
Any other Christian. No, let me finish. I cannot tell any Christian, because everybody will where everyone will be presented the gospel, and not all will take it. That's evident with Joe there. So the bottom line is that you can believe in one thing and do something else. Because people do it every day. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're always going to do what's right. And
that's
you have
what I'm
to ask
saying.
Forgiveness because you're not perfect.
Yeah,
there are no perfect Christians
on
this
come
world.
On. You know what? You
There's
are so full of double
perfect
thing. It's
Christian.
Amazing.
Double sin is my
Could I say something? Could I
Go
say
ahead,
something?
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wasn't born in no damn sin. I don't believe in God. Don't have nothing to do with a damn Jesus. We all say just you, just say you Christians would.
I know where I'm going when I die.
And I don't want.
What's the trouble for?
First of all, regardless if that's the whole problem.
Because I felt like it.
Oh, no kidding. You sound like you're God.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. There is a higher being, and we have to acknowledge that. Whether you agree
we
with it or not,
we don't
the same
have to.
Thing.
Now, who is we, ma'am?
It's the same thing. It's the
who
same thing.
Who is we?
You don't agree with what I'm saying. You don't agree with it because you feel that you are God.
No, I don't feel that I'm God. I told you I don't believe in a God. Why come I have to be in that we? That's what happens when you have a conversation in a public setting and we want to personalize it rather than generalize it the way it should be done.
Generalizing it, personalizing it, whatever fashion or form.
Did somebody get zapped?
Didn't sound like
no,
it.
No, what happened? I think she lost her connection.
Oh, she dropped off.
Probably ran out of minutes on the Obama phone.
All right. Go there.
I'm the ignorance of you.
Wow.
Okay. You'll be back.
You know, man, black women have aborted over 18 million babies since 1973 to 2005, according to the most conservative record keeper.
Conservative, right.
18, that's more than half their population.
Hello, can I speak? Okay.
Then they wonder why come schools are closing in Philadelphia, Chicago, St. Louis, and elsewhere. They wonder why come, I can't find a husband.
Oh, okay.
The hell, you
all
don't
right.
kill them all.
Oh, that's what it is? We just can kill them all now, right?
And another point, if Jesus was coming back, and if Jesus was coming back through the womb, he got killed too.
You know what?
He out here crazy.
Are you playing Nintendo?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
God dang it, if I had triples that, I'd get him again. Hold on. Don't be messing with my God, Yankee. I don't care what the hell you say. My God.
Oh, boy. I didn't hear what you said because I was not on the radio.
Oh, God.
It's a good thing you didn't.
Now, anyway. So,
hey, Mr. Trump, right. Before you say anything, that link, uh-huh. that link that Pianchi put up in the chat room in terms of fetal homicide,
mm-hmm.
I read through that, and that only relates mm-hmm. that those laws don't relate to the consumption of alcohol or controlled substances. Only if it actually kills the child. So
right.
the woman can be, you know, she can be an alcoholic or she can be on crack. That doesn't make her guilty of fetal homicide, especially if she gives birth. So I don't think that part of it applies. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, of course. I mean, if the baby's still alive, then it's not homicide.
Right.
Can I speak? I guess you pick up the phone and let me speak sometime today.
Maze, you're there.
Go ahead,
Maze. As I was saying, when we talk about how many women had abortions since 1973 or whatever, now the census said that babies being born under 5, or so they couldn't be having abortions. This confusion with this statistic, I don't believe them. Break them down and show me where you get this from. And then the ways that the women have abortions, it's like when you go to your doctor at a certain amount of weeks, if your child is severely deformed, they will abort the baby. And people don't count those abortions. And then sometimes there are other reasons people have abortions. And then we don't talk about the sperm banks where a man have the choice to have one of those when he get ready, and the woman can go down there and get pregnant if she want to in the sperm bank, and she can have it. But we don't have people like Joe and Bianca discussing that part of women having babies, because the lady that had the baby from the man with the sperm bank, and he died, she couldn't even get the Social Security from the man.
How does that show up on an abortion statistic?
And you're talking about rights.
So on abortion statistics, it's going to show who couldn't get Social Security and who could.
No, I said the woman that went to the sperm bank and got pregnant by a man. And she had a baby, and he died. He was a rich man.
Then it's not an abortion.
Yeah,
them sperm banks are usually called
sperm bank?
Holiday Inns and
you can go down
Trippy
there
and Night.
You don't know what a sperm bank even is. I forgot who else. But you go to the sperm bank, you don't have to have a man to get pregnant. That's what a sperm bank is. Joe probably don't get
to
donate something.
But what's that got
and
to
I don't hear
do
nobody trying to close them down. And then that's not godly either.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring Goofy in. Let me bring you in. Hello, Goofy. What's going on, man?
Am I unmuted?
Yes,
hey,
you are.
Goofy.
You're on, Goof.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the little unmuted guy. You know, the real talk is that I know it's the woman's right to, you know, take care of her own. But see, the problem is when they want to feel independent, when they're not independent, they're stuck in a hole, and that's when they're asking for help. And that's what this whole situation is really all about. Some of these women that want to go solo bolo and thinking that they could be independent and want to be Beyonce and shit, they can't take care of the babies. They can't even take care of themselves, let alone the baby. Some of these women, they want Louis Vuitton purses. They want Gucci purses. They want, Juicy Couture, Cervada, all that crap. They care more about that than they do themselves. They would starve a whole month just so they could get into the fashion game. And I'm telling you, that's taking over the world now because everyone wants to be up to date on fashion. See, people got to take care of themselves. Get themselves, you know, to a point where if they're ready to have a baby, then it's not a problem. And trust me, I sleep with some of these women, and I see what they go through, struggling, asking their parents to, you know, just drop the kid off with the parent with their parents while they go out to the club and, you know, being hoochie, you know, doing this, you know, fucking Goofy Bone, you know, doing things when they should be taking care of their own. And some of the times that I go into some of these women's houses, it is so disrespectful. Young women like 24, 25, living like slobs because they let their kids do whatever the hell they want. They don't believe in discipline. And this is what happens when somebody says, hey, I don't want to have this kid. But the mother, so gung-ho, wanting to just be, oh, I can take care of this. I don't need this motherfucker. And then guess who suffers? The kid. Kid grows up to be some dumb shit because the mother didn't even take her time and effort to try to bring this kid up in a society that's failing already. And that's sad. None of these people here ever think of that shit. Everybody wants to be, oh, my God, it's my body, and oh, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. What about the outcome? Nobody thinks of the outcome because, shit, it happens. It's happening now. People need to realize that shit. It's happening right now.
Wow, Juicy, that was great. That brings up a question. Let me bring a question to you guys. What happens when you do have mothers that have their children and they didn't want to do abortions and then they can't take care of their kids? Who's going to step in? The grandparents do. How many grandparents in this world are taking care of their grandkids because they have mothers that weren't ready to be moms and they had them, and they weren't ready to be moms, and they're not moms. Like you said, they're going to the clubs, and they're partying all the time. What happens to the abortion issue there?
You want me to answer that for you?
Sure,
that baby is a United States citizen. a citizen of the state of which you were born in, and they're afforded to social programs that's supposed to help them get on their feet.
Okay, as you know, as everybody else knows, social programs aren't designed to help you get you on your feet. They're designed to keep you perpetually in the system so that you will always be dependent on them until your children get grown, because you can't be on social services and make it. You just can't. It's not enough money. So you go and you hustle. You find your hustle.
Since you said that, show me the policy where it says a social program is designed to keep you on it perpetually.
It's what they do. Hold on, Section 8.
If you want something to put down on the table, Section 8, housing. That keeps you on the program.
There's no place where you can find in any policy that says Section 8 is designed to keep this individual on us for the rest of their life. It's designed to help you to go from one stage to the other.
Well, Section 8 is a different. Don't people have to pay rent for Section 8? They have to pay the same amount of what they make on Section 8.
It's reduced rent though. So you could be somewhere where it's $800 a month, and if you qualify for Section 8, you might only have to pay $100.
That's what I'm saying.
So if that baby is born and the parents say, if they can't take care of it, then that's when these social programs are supposed to cut in, especially your churches talking about doing things in the eye of the Lord.
Wait a minute, man. Don't throw the churches in there, because the churches ain't what they used to be. It's all about a show, and the reverend's the main guy. You got to put the eyeball on, and you got to have the light on. That's all churches.
No, it's not all churches. I do believe there are a lot of churches out there that aren't able financially to take care of
a mass amount of community.
You have multiple churches in most areas. I live in Dallas, and we have a church on every corner. So it's, you know, every church is not financially able to take on a community activity. Every church can't do it. But there are a lot of organizations that are out there that you get caught up in, and you can put your child up for adoption by, or will help you. But they're not going to help you long-term. And that's what these young ladies need. They need long-term help. They need education. Some of them didn't even graduate high school. But yet, you want them to provide for a child that they didn't want in the beginning, have no desire to take care of. The grandparents are full-time parents, and you want them to step up. It's not in them. So what are you going to do then?
Nobody has to step up. If a woman supposedly old enough to know how to have birth, she should be old enough to know what the consequences are. So if she knows what the consequences are, then she should suffer them.
Look, that's an inbred thing in women. But that's an inbred thing in women. We are going to naturally give birth to a child, because that's what how God designed us. That's what we were made for, is to procreate. Go ahead, Nate.
Actually, no, you weren't. That's the curse you were given.
And some women invert that.
I do know my word.
Trying to help. Can I have...
Some women do die trying to have babies. Okay, Maeve, we understand that there are those situations. But like I said when I first started talking,
you weren't trying to make anything I was saying.
I think
don't
I was
interrupt her.
Thank you.
She didn't want. I told her not to interrupt you, so don't interrupt her. Go ahead, Maeve.
So when they were talking about how many births and how many abortions are done in this country, are those added into the ones that you were counting? Or are they just going out and getting abortions just because they feel like them? See, we cite our numbers, and then we don't look at the background behind the numbers that we're talking about now. Just because you had more abortions in this year and that year, enough to cover the United States. But that is not true.
Abortion.
Well, when they closed 38 schools in Philadelphia, they didn't worry about how the children are not there 5 years later. They closed the schools and laid off people.
They're not closing the school because it's not enough children.
They closed the schools because there was not enough children. You can have a building that's suited for 500 and you only got 25 in the damn building. They closed the schools. They did it here in St. Louis. They done it in Chicago, and they done it elsewhere.
Well, Pionk is what I'm saying. There's more children under five being born than it is in some groups. That's why they're closing schools, because some groups are not having enough children under five. They're just getting old and dying off. They ain't going to even have no grandchildren because they're not producing. So if they're not producing, I don't know why people are getting upset with them, but they're not producing. Look at the census. It'll tell you points in 2030. It's going to be ruling with children who's not going to be having any children.
If people choose not to have children, there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is when you abort like they did in Philadelphia County, 18,600 in 2008, and 5 years later, 6 years later, when it's time for them children to go to elementary school and they're not there, they're going to close the buildings.
Look, it's not. I don't think it's just about that, though. I think it's also that I think women are growing up and they're becoming more mature and going to college and getting their education and choosing when to have their children. And I don't feel that that's a problem. I don't feel that it's wrong to have your children when you're in your 30s. I think that's an awesome thing because you are now ready, you're stable, you're settled, and you're ready to become a parent. I'd rather do it that way than have a bunch of kids in my teens and not be ready for them because I'm not mature enough to handle the responsibility that comes along with being a parent. There's no way I'm still partying at 15. So I
feel like you know what they do in school? You know what they do in school?
No one has a problem. No one has a problem with people waiting until they get past college and all of this and all of that. But we're not talking about that demographic of women. We're talking about the ones that are having sex and having abortions because they don't have the time nor want to have the time to take care of the responsibility that they created.
But I don't think
What else could it be other than
being self? They don't want no more children.
Or they realize that they're not ready to be parents. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's the choice they choose to make. There's nothing wrong with that.
Are you serious?
No. I'm very serious. It is her decision to raise her child.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Wait a minute. I'm in time.
Wow.
Go ahead. You don't have to agree with me.
And get knocked up. So you do what grown people do, but you don't want the responsibility that grown people got to have.
But who knocked her up?
I never said anything. I tell you what. I'm going to go from my own personal experience. I was 22 years old. I had my own career, my own house, my own cars, everything. I was dealing with a chick. She got pregnant. She was in college. She told me that her parents would not accept her having a baby. I said, all you got to do is carry my child. I don't need anything else from you.
Okay.
Well, I just can't do that. I have to have an abortion because my parents wouldn't accept it. I said, damn, you grown. You're in college. I will pay for everything that comes along with this baby. Matter of fact, I will raise this child. Everything I'm telling you right now is everything that happened. I said, I'll raise the child myself. But being selfish, she wound up getting an abortion, and 2-3 years later, she wound up knocked up again.
That was being selfish
but
to you.
But you can't take that on every woman. Yeah, you can't take that on
every woman's situation is different. Yeah. Every woman's situation is different.
It sounds like a bunch of excuses to me.
That sounds like
a bunch of excuses. I think that's a
great point.
Hold up.
Hold up. I think that was a great point Lo just brought up, though, because that does happen. And it is selfish of the woman. I do believe it's very selfish. If you got a man telling you, look, the only thing you got to do is carry my child. You ain't got to do nothing else. Just give my child when the child is born. And she go ahead and have an abortion. That's bull crap. That really is. You know, and it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't.
I agree. And you can shroud it and want to do the right thing.
Wait a minute. Let me say something. I also believe that I feel that the man should have the right. If you're willing to step up to the table and you're willing to do what needs to be done to be a parent, and then she really doesn't want the child, she can bow out gracefully. There's lots of single fathers out here that take care of their children.
But she doesn't. When the guy wants it and she doesn't, that's fucked up.
What? What did you say, Lucy?
When the guy wants the child, like Lo wanted the child and she didn't, that's fucked up right there.
It is.
You're stealing from what Roe wants.
That,
That don't mean you have to take it out on every woman because of what happened to you.
But every woman
has to do with it. How does that answer the conversation? We're talking about abortion.
Every woman what do every woman got to do? Nothing. We're talking about an isolated incident. Then you got no, like I said, and I'm gonna be graphic about it. If you old enough and grown enough to lay on your ass and get pregnant, damn it, be a woman and handle your responsibility. Unless this child is going to come out retarded or deformed or something, damn it, be a woman and handle your responsibility. I don't give a damn if you're 20 and you... Absolutely. And just like Vernon said yesterday, it takes two to tango.
That's right. When you tangle with some, and then it's common sense. If you tangle with somebody, get them pregnant. Why don't you marry them and make them your wife? And then maybe she would have had the baby. But you want
that's
her parents
world.
Taking care of her.
That's the perfect world.
The choice that she did.
Well, we're talking.
Well, you should have made it the perfect world. That's your fault, not ours.
No, she don't want to get married because she don't want to be tied down.
Hypothetical situation from the 1950s when you said he's supposed to marry. You know what? Tomorrow you say, man, the woman has the choice whether or not to marry. So you women better make up your freaking minds.
Joe, wait. What's wrong with that, wanting to be married? What's wrong with that? Women
do want to be
married.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Some of them. But
there isn't
that,
again, you're verbing off. There isn't anything wrong with getting married. But if a man doesn't want to marry the woman and she doesn't want to marry him and he wants the baby, now she's going to say, well, it's my body and I can do whatever
I
want.
It's fucked.
He said her parents
would
agree with it.
It
doesn't mean it's right, though. I don't agree with it. It doesn't mean that it's right.
One thing, but not right. Renee, let me ask you this. If it's not right to do something, you cannot have a choice to then not do it.
Sometimes, Joe, is you run into those women that have either been in this situation before and they take up for it, or they know people that have been in this situation.
Oh, sure. I know plenty of people that way.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I do not
you love those people and you don't take up for it.
I want to know, hold on. I want to know how many people don't know anyone that hasn't had an abortion and know how it's affected them.
You mean, say that again, please.
I would like to know who does not know someone who hasn't had an abortion.
Who does not know someone who has had an
abortion? Yes, I know people who have had abortions. I haven't, but I know people who have had abortions.
And that don't make
them
different because they had one.
I know women who haven't had abortions.
And I know some.
I don't know any
woman who's had an abortion.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well,
I know women who had an abortion that couldn't have kids because it's a personal issue. They're not going to tell you everything.
That's why I say before you marry a woman, do a background check on her and vice versa.
Do a background check. That's something you'll never find out, though.
All right.
Hold on
for a minute. Let me bring Vernon in and see what Vernon got going on today. All right, Mr. Vernon, you're on the air. Oh, wait a minute. He ain't on the air yet.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you're on the air now, Vernon. Go ahead.
What's going on, everybody, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, Vernon.
That's a good thing we're talking about here. You know, when it comes to abortion, damn.
Let me hear that song.
What was
that song, Shabaka? All
right.
Oh, but anyway, when it comes to abortion, you know, a lot of people got a lot of different ideas and opinions on it, but in all actuality, you know, I don't know about any other country because I ain't been to no other country, but in this country, we got an idea where we think we know what's right. You know, we done got bad about that, thinking we know what's best and what's right, and we done got to the point now we think, well, you can take a kid. Well, what's the difference in aborting a child just because it has not been born yet? Life has been created inside that woman's body, and it took a sperm and an egg to create that life. So if life has been created, that means there is a child there. No, it has not yet been born, but there is a child there. So what is the difference in you killing that child and you taking one that's 2 years old and aborting it? Just kill it. Now, y'all make some sense out of this damn thing for me.
As a Christian, I believe that it's a sin and an abomination to God, and that's something that I choose would not to do because I can only get myself in heaven
I can't get nobody else into heaven but me. I have to do what's right for me. So I feel that it's the wrong thing to do for me. But I feel that I can't tell you what to do with your body or anyone else to do with their body. And I believe that it's a sin against God. That's how I feel.
Okay, can I say how I feel?
I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this very, very pivotal question, okay? I agree that you nor I can has the authority to tell somebody what to do because we don't have the authority. If they decide, well, I don't care what you say, Joe, I'm going to have an abortion, I don't have the authority to stop them. However, as a Christian, if a woman professes to be a Christian and she says, God is my father and I believe in the Bible, and she does that, she does not therefore have the right to choose whether or not to have an abortion. If she gets pregnant and she has to give birth, plain and simple.
No, we have a choice in doing what we choose to do. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, we have a choice in doing what we do. But if you say you don't want to abort them, but once you want to put them in an electric chair, you believe in the death penalty, but you don't believe
in
abortion. Listen
to what I'm saying and stop bringing in Twilight Zone
situations.
I'm
telling you, Joe, you believe in the death penalty.
Christianity and abortion
right now. Answer the question
right
that he gave. Answer the question that he gave me.
What did he
answer
say?
Answer the question
again,
I've posed before you start bringing in Twilight Zone situations.
What was your question?
Here's the question. If a woman professes to be a Christian, she therefore, according to all the Christians, she has to follow the Bible, regardless of what the laws are in any country. If the Bible says it's an abomination to have an abortion, she therefore must not ever have an abortion, yes or no.
And those women that believe
yes
in the Bible
no?
do those things, they don't. No, they don't. They would die.
Right. They don't
have,
the have
a baby.
Therefore,
so,
she does not have the
women.
Right to choose.
It's not
end
all women, Joe.
Story.
And you're not going to give her punishment for doing it either. That's
let
what me and
tell
are
you
trying
guys
to do.
Something.
And so it's what I was saying is that
it's a responsibility.
Can I ask you a question, Joe? Do you believe in
the
death
you
penalty?
Have your time, Maze. Let me talk. It's a responsibility to have sex. Two
it's
people.
Not.
Yes, it is. Quiet. Two people, male and female. One needs another in order for it to happen.
Not at all.
Now, if they're irresponsible by just you know letting it happen, then you got to suffer the consequences, regardless of what happens. You're responsible enough to put it in, and you're responsible enough to fucking handle your business. Play it fucking
Goofy.
Simple.
Goofy, someone
Look,
go to
Joe,
the
let me, let me answer your question, man. Let me answer your question, Joe.
Yeah.
Look, there's such thing as called judgment. We all will have a judgment day. Whether you want to believe it or not, there'll be a judgment time. It's not for me to judge you on what you do or you don't do, or how you believe or you don't believe. Or if you want to go to church or not go to church. It is not me who's going to say that. It's God. I don't have anything to do with it. I can only present the gospel to you as he's presented it to me, leave the invitation open for you to understand that you are available for love or not. It's totally up to you. I can't make the choice for you whether or not you are going to become a Christian or not, whether you're going to take that walk and you're going to say that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Okay? This is what makes this a difficult choice for me, because I am a Christian. I believe that it is an abomination to God, and I believe that I will not ever do it or be put in a situation, hopefully, that I would have to do it. Okay? So that's the difference between what you said. That's the difference right there.
No, what you said is a fallacious argument.
It
has nothing to do with what
it's
I
not
said.
Not a fallacious argument.
Hold on. What I said was if you are a – and again, this isn't towards you. I said Christian women. If a Christian woman says she believes in God, she believes in the Bible, and she's supposed to abide by the Bible, let's do this by the numbers. What is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to disagree with the Bible on her terms, or is she supposed to agree with the Bible on
she's
on God's terms?
Would you agree with the Bible on God's terms?
Good. Now,
well,
if the Bible
says
and God
like that,
say that
man and wife anyway, so
if God and the Bible
before.
Say that abortion is an abomination, if a woman says that God is my Savior, is she or is she not supposed to abide by the Bible?
She shouldn't be sleeping by
okay,
the
so
Bible.
So therefore, she does not have a choice.
I agree with what May just said. If you are living your life according to the Word and you are living your life according to the Bible, then you and I have premarital sex to begin with.
We had this conversation before. Okay? So you're not moving around. So that's a moot issue because you wouldn't be having a baby like this. But does it happen? Does it happen? It does happen.
Right. Then if it happens, then she's supposed to abide by the Bible.
And if you're breaking one of his commandments,
she's
doing
her walk. And she has some work to do on her walk. Okay, everybody's walking.
It's not about judgment. It's about whether or not she's supposed to do it.
It's definitely about judgment.
If she doesn't do it, then that means she's accommodating her wishes, not the Bible, and she's a hypocrite. So stop with all this fallacious logic.
It's not being a hypocrite. That's what we said. It's going back to the beginning, Joe.
What's the reason for having an abortion?
What are some reasons?
What's a good reason to have an abortion?
I think a good reason to have an abortion would be you are, say, 10, 11 years old and you've been raped by your brother. That's a good reason to have an abortion. I think that you found out that your baby is going to be born with no brain.
Is a good reason to have an abortion.
I believe that your baby dies in utero, and that would be a good cause to have an abortion. There's lots of good causes to have an abortion.
Okay. I mean, now, I got a good friend that I'm just going to, he was supposed to have been mentally retarded. He was supposed to have had some, you know, he's supposed to have been mentally challenged when he was born, but that's what the doctor told his parents, but there's ain't a damn thing wrong with him.
So that's what the doctor tells them when they give them the test to check to see if
they make mistakes in this thing. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, her daughter-in-law, she has two sons, and her daughter-in-law had trouble conceiving. They went through in vitro fertilization. They finally got pregnant. The child that they had was born with no intestines and only a partial brain. Well, she was pregnant. And they told her that he would not survive any longer than 48 hours after birth. It was going to be a difficult delivery. She found out when she was 22 weeks. And the option was put there to get an abortion. And she is a Christian, and her daughter-in-law and her husband and her whole family's Christian. And they made a decision because the doctor told her that if she brought this child to term, then it could kill her. So they opted to go ahead and abort the child. Fast forwarded 3 years after she got pregnant again. She was told that her child was severely deformed and that she had the option of getting an abortion. They asked how deformed, and they said that his limbs were not fully developed. She went ahead and they had that child. And that child is a blessing to them every day because she cannot have any more children. So he's had several surgeries, smart as can be, but he just can't walk. And he has limited movement with his hands and his arms. So they made a choice. And the choice was that they would have this child, nurture this child, raise this child, and, you know, it's working out for them. But ultimately, it was her decision what to do with her body, not her husband, not her mother-in-law, not her church,
not her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend when she was married. It was her decision what to do with this child. It is a struggle every day for her and her husband and her family because her in-laws moved down to where they are to help take care of this child who needs constant care. They can financially afford it. But what about a mother who has this child and they cannot take care of this child on their own, they're a single parent? What do you do then?
Suffer the consequences of your stupid decision.
Why does that have to be a stupid decision? Why can't
because if you're going to have an abortion because a woman is stupid, if a woman's going to give child who is going to suffer throughout the rest of his or her life because the woman is stupid and because everybody wants to give this stupid woman some sort of autonomy by saying, well, it's her body, it's stupidity all the way around.
Why does it have to be stupid? It's either her life or her body.
Because it was a bad decision.
But Joe, I still ask you the question, do you believe in the death penalty?
Do I believe in the death penalty?
Yeah.
I don't like the state utilizing the death penalty. I believe in the death penalty by frontier justice. You kill my family, I kill yours. I believe in that.
Wait,
I don't believe in the state giving the death penalty.
We're very not subject.
I have a question for you guys, real quick. I just wanted to know what everybody thinks about this. With the changing demographics in the United States in terms of immigration and all that, where, you know, colored people, whatever ethnicity they are going to begin to outnumber white people in this country, and this new legislation that just got passed in regards to abortion after, I guess it says that if it's after beyond 22 months, it's going to be a federal law that says that you can't abort the child. But last year in 2012, more white people died than were born. I just want to know if you guys think that this had anything to do with it, the new legislation.
Probably.
Because they didn't come up with it till this year, just a couple of months ago.
Wow.
More white people died in 2012 than were born.
I think the world is going today that in times to come, there will not be necessarily just a white race. I believe because of integrating families and mixing, mingling races, that the white race is going to be eradicated after a while because there's not as many people in the white society staying with their own, and staying with their own race. So
I don't believe that Edom will ever be eradicated. Not now. Not by our hand, anyway.
Don't worry, right, Joe. I'm gonna take care of you.
What?
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
I'm gonna have to go to Africa to get away from America.
All right. Hold on.
That's all around the world, Joe. Not just only here.
Hold on. Let me bring this lady in. Hello, Miss Lady.
Hello,
you're on
lady.
Up here.
Hey.
Hello, Miss Lady.
I'm Miss Lady. 5 minutes. Hello. Well, when I turned the phone on, all I heard was Joe saying, stupid woman, stupid woman, stupid woman, stupid woman, like 6 times within 45 seconds.
That a world record, lady.
Well, that's all.
He's passing
from past shows, that's all you're going to hear in the first place. He could have shrouded that in everything else good, but you wasn't going to listen to the good part.
Let me ask you a question. What is your opinion on the abortion right? What is your opinion?
Well, that's a woman's body. I mean, men
should
be trying to control. They've always tried to control women's minds, bodies, money, and everything else. Their self-esteem,
money.
Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They've tried.
You never had
always
money until men made
it. Joe,
you
know, Joe.
Okay.
Talk now. Come on.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I mean, you know, it was legal to beat your wife.
Yeah.
You know, she got out of line. It was legal. You know, when women got married, they had to turn over their assets to their husband.
Yeah.
So he could control it.
Come on,
all
girl.
Good old days. Wait a minute. I'm agreeing with her.
That didn't apply to black women.
Change is hard.
That didn't apply to black women.
But, you know.
It did. Don't know if it didn't apply to us, really.
Black women ain't got no money.
Well, that's the black woman you're dealing with. Not all black women are the same.
There's more black women that have money than black men.
According to the U.S. Census, y'all ain't got no money.
Don't interrupt her. Don't interrupt her. Come on, Miss Lady.
What does that have to do with anything? I mean, it's ridiculous. I'll tell you this much. Black women are leaving y'all behind. They've been good riddance. You know, especially with those kind of attitudes.
So with a black man, from what I hear.
Yeah, Atlanta Housewives.
Let's not get off topic. Let me ask you a question then. Let me ask you a question, lady. Since you just chimed in. Let me ask you a question. My question is, like I said earlier, now, if you have two consenting adults having sex, having unprotected sex, and the woman just gets pregnant, hey, it took both of them to make this baby. Now, do you believe that this woman still has the right to just go and kill this baby because she don't want it?
Wait for it.
You know, That's another argument. Is a fetus a baby? Is it?
Well, wait. Hold on.
You
ask her
question.
You ask her one question. Go ahead.
Come on, Miss Lady.
You know, you can't really talk with these people. You know, it's impossible. Because their intent is not to really engage. Their intent is to interrupt and to control.
You're uninterrupted now.
You're interrupting your own self.
Hey, Miss Lady, stay with the topic. I'm running the show right now, and I'm giving you the floor. Come on, come with it.
You know, I've been interrupted so much. What was the topic? I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh,
for
God's sake.
What about you, Meg? Come on, answer
Jesus.
I'm not going to answer it because it's an unfair question. First of all, that's why I was asking. If a fetus is an
Wait, if you're not going to answer the question,
say,
lady.
Wait, Joe, let it
Renee just on. Asked Maze for her to answer the question.
Come on, May. Answer the question.
What was the question?
Answer the question again.
Well, if I could say something, there are states with laws on the book against fetal abuse. You can go to jail. So if that would help you with your question,
I'm glad you said that, Pionki, because it's not a lot of things that really chap my behind. But when people that are not quote unquote scientists get to throwing out this, oh well, what really is the fetus considered to be? This, that, and that, this. People only started using this crap when they heard people with white jackets say this stuff. Before that, a woman got pregnant. Oh, I'm pregnant. I missed my period. It wasn't no, well, is the fetus inside of me really a person or not? All of this crap they're coming up with to justify what's going on. I got to say this. Now, you say on this show, you Miss Lady, and Miss Lady be woman enough to just answer the question, yay or nay? You Miss Lady, remember, answer yay or nay. A man and a woman laying up fucking, the girl get pregnant, and all of a sudden,
she's gone. We don't want no baby.
I can answer the question for you.
Come on,
if a woman, man, a man
hey,
and a woman
to quote Zimmerman, they always run and get away.
Okay. Can I answer the question? Come on.
If a man and a woman laying up together and they make a baby, then he's to suffer with her the whole 9 months that she's carrying that baby and until that baby come out. And if she want to give it to him, it should be his. But if she want to give it, it should be.
Men experience morning sickness too, don't they?
Yes, they do experience morning sickness. But it doesn't everything a woman does.
Only if they're in tune to their partner. If you're not in tune to your partner, you don't get any symptoms. If you are a man that lays with a woman and you get pregnant, and she gets pregnant, and you let her on about her business, you're not going to suffer any symptoms from that because you're not in tune with her body. But if you
that
are,
should have been a criteria before you got married, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I most certainly do.
And it should have been the criteria before me and laid down with her, too, for her to get
I tell you, when I was pregnant with my kids, my husband gained just as much weight as I did.
Yep.
He weighed some of the same things I did because he was in tune to me and the things that I needed and my needs. And that at that time in my pregnancy, that was what was most important, my needs. If I needed my feet rubbed, he was right there to rub them. If I needed my back rubbed, he was right there. If I needed a doctor's appointment, he made every single one. So if you're in tune and you can be a partner with that person, by all means, I believe that you should do what your partner is wanting you to do. But if you're going to cut and run like so many men do and you need her to take the burden of all the responsibilities for 18-plus years, because like I said before, you never stop being a parent, then that's when the problem comes in. And women do not want to be put in situations where they're going to be responsible for someone for their entire lives only on them. Now, you have the heroes out there that are single moms that are out there and they're doing their due because the dad has stepped out and they think writing a check is all that they need to do. And little do they know that little check that they're writing ain't enough to cover the groceries for the week. Okay? So look, it's both sided. The men need to step up to the plate and the women need to close their legs.
Well, you got
I'm going
to
answer your question.
Your...
I'm going to answer Vernon's question from yesterday about men's responsibility. When I've always spoken about men's responsibility, about him having a choice. I'm not talking about the deadbeat men who go to bed with women and they don't discuss what's going to happen with the baby. Yes, a man pokes the chick. He should be responsible for what comes out if they don't talk about it. And if he then runs out of town, he's a scumbag. I hope I make that clear. What I've always been talking about is when a man and a woman start talking about what should happen, and the woman says, yeah, I'm going to have an abortion, because I happen to believe in abortion. Yes, it's killing, but for God's sake, when some children get born, they don't want to be born. They haven't been asked to be put on this planet, and they suffer. I don't believe that the parents should have the automatic right. That's another discussion. The thing is,
the thing is
that when a man and a woman discuss what's going to happen, and the woman changes her mind just because she says later, well, it's my body, that's fucked up.
Well,
and the man should not have any responsibility because he said at the beginning, I don't want it.
But, Joe, some women want babies.
Well, I'll tell you, my son was one of those guys. He did not want a child. He had a one-night stand with a girl. He did not want this child. She said, I wanted to have this child my whole life, and especially with you. So I'm going to have it. So fine, have it. He signed his life over. He said, you want this child? You raise this child. But you're going to take all my responsibility because I didn't ask for this child. So, you know, she's raising this child on her own as a single parent. Now, she has our support.
But she's agreed to it. If she says no.
She's agreed to it.
She agreed to it. She said, if she said no, your son would have been on the hook. The thing I'm talking about again, Renee, is that the woman, if the woman says, I don't want the child, and then changes her mind, the man has no input. Is that right or wrong?
That's how it is now, yes.
Is that right or wrong?
It's wrong. It's wrong, Joe.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you. That is wrong. From a personal standpoint, I believe that's awful.
So, wait a minute. Y'all with this right and wrong stuff, what do you do to change that? You have to enact a law, L-A-W.
Exactly.
So it's right now it's lawful for her to do that. We need to change the law to make it illegal for her to do that.
No, it's lawful for her to do what's right for her body.
If we change the law, I guarantee
no.
you women would be so much tighter on men.
No, we're going to put that law in place. We got rid of the voters' law, so we're going to put this law in place of it.
No, you ain't get rid of no voters' law.
We got rid of Section 5.
Section 5 might be gone, but it's still... Voting Rights Act is still an act. Just Section 5. That's why Eric Holmes.
Well, hell, Negroes falling out in the flow and wilding around when Section 5 went by.
Let me ask this one question. Changing the laws, what is that really going to do besides have more butchers out there doing unsanitary abortions? Let's really think about this. What really is a new law is going to do?
Create a black market.
Nothing.
What
exactly.
Law are you
that's
talking
why they
about?
Came up with the morning after pill, so you don't have to deal with it anymore.
What law are you talking about, Eric?
Change the law as far as abortion.
Yeah, I know, but let me be specific. If there's a law that says that, for example, I'm in favor of this law, whoever does not want the baby, okay, that person takes precedence. Now, that would be harmful for somebody like Lowe because the woman would not give up the baby. But the thing is, at least you wouldn't have babies growing up into children and then dysfunctional adults in this world who didn't want to be
exactly.
here and who weren't covered, who weren't loved by their parents. And it would give somebody some kind of right. As it is now, women have all the rights. So the kind of law I would like to put in would be if you want to have a contract, a written contract, which is forbidden by every state that I know of, that a man and a woman can put down in writing, I do not want this baby, and if do you want the baby? No. That there is no changing of the mind. I would be for that kind of law. What kind of law are you talking about?
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I was going to say, Joe, remember this one story I did about the two lesbians that went to the bank, went to the sperm bank and
right.
got pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and the guy signed the agreement that where
right.
he had you know no rights whatsoever, and the state still went after him?
Right.
You know, you would have more of that going on, believe it or not.
Yep.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if the man doesn't want to have parental rights, and if the two lesbians want to have his sperm so that they can have, a baby on their own, then why should the man all of a sudden have the responsibility when he gave up that responsibility?
Because what happened was, remember what happened? The two lesbians broke up, and one applied for aid from the state, and then what happened? The state went after the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
State went after him. The thing is, if he signed off his rights, therefore the state should not have gone. The state should have been sued.
Okay. Right.
I think the law should protect the child. Child is a 14th Amendment citizen within that woman's room.
They don't get those rights until they're born. They don't get those rights until they're
born. He doesn't have constitutional rights.
He doesn't have any rights until they're born. No rights until
they're born. But wasn't that the argument that they were making in Planned Parenthood when they went to court in, 2007, 2008? I think, wasn't that the argument?
No, that don't apply because when you shoot a woman and you kill that fetus in her, a bullet hits that fetus in her womb, you're going
fetus
to jail.
It's not a live birth.
As a human. See, that's what I'm saying about the law and about legislation and about the Congress. They're contradictory. They're not in it for the people.
Initially, our forefathers could not have seen this far in advance to make the rules and regulations fit for today's life. Now, is that the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? They never anticipated that there'd be babies being born out of wedlock to begin with, because it just didn't happen. There was a stigma, there was a shame about it. And
that's
then,
not true.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not. You have more history. The United States of America has been in existence.
Women were shunned if you were pregnant without having a husband.
They should be.
No, they shouldn't be.
But there were plenty of women who had abortions and who had children without the villagers knowing about it. The same thing. You know,
how many prostitutes died because they had backroom abortions? How many?
Let's put it like this. You never had as many abortions in the African American community as you do since after the 73 court decision. And another point, let's look at the founding fathers of the United States. The United States has been in existence for 234 years. When they found this country, in all the history of the world, the mess we've seen in the last 234 years had not even been thought of.
You're right. I'm agreeing with you.
They could not have foreseen this happening. I'm sure they could have. I mean, this isn't science fiction. They had the same situation back then. They had it in England. They had it in all countries.
Oh, Joe. Please, you can't tell me in 200 years what's going to happen. You can't even imagine what's going to happen in 200 years. So don't sit there and say,
That's according to the doctrine of those who believe that the Constitution is a living document that adapts and changes as times change. If you're Scalia, you don't believe in that. You believe that the Constitution is a document that takes care of all situations because of the way that it's written.
Scalia and that fine jurist by the name of Clarence Thomas.
Who was just too talkative when court is in session.
That's go to reality. Reality is that there are babies being born out of wedlock. And there are people that are shunned still today. There are families that shun their children for being gay or for having children out of wedlock. Now, you're left there on your own. Are you going to raise all these children that are being born with no fathers? No. There's no way that you could.
You know, we have...
Here
in St. Louis, we have 80,000 Bosnian refugees. And if I'm not mistaken, I read something in the paper where they marry before they have children. Here in the United States, 80,000.
And they married at young ages, too.
So what's wrong with this? The rest, especially Black America? What's wrong with y'all?
Nothing. We in this country,
there's nothing wrong
with
us.
We not feel the same. We in this country,
what's wrong with us?
We have something that's called a choice. Yes. We have what's known as a choice.
We didn't always have.
To marry.
Hagen's very good, very good responsibility of those
wait
churches,
a minute.
Aren't they?
We don't have to have arranged marriages if we don't want them, because
yes,
those are out of the window. Okay, so a lot of those marriages are arranged by a cousin,
yes,
or a second cousin, or a third cousin, or an uncle, or a step-uncle, or a down-the-road uncle, or a cousin.
Uh-huh.
They're arranged marriages. So, and women are, I have to say, a little more, you know, they're a little more, once they're married, you know, their husband takes care of them completely. So, you know, we are in a different age here in America. We have choices. That's why we have the rules that we have. We have choices. Now, are our choices all correct?
You know, choices
no,
is the new mantra of the feminist.
We don't have choices totally here. We have laws. I don't know what you guys keep on.
No,
we're talking about
choices.
Right and wrong and
choices.
Yeah,
we have choices.
When your
we
son get 18,
choices.
He got
you
have to he have to subscribe with the Selective Service Board.
Yes, they do.
That's the
yes,
law.
They do.
Whether he
and
choose
all my
to
boys
or not.
Have. Yes, they do. You're right. They have choices.
Thing,
you have a choice.
A quick
you don't
thing
have to
about,
do it. You don't have
a quick
to do
thing
it.
We've been talking
jail.
About.
He has a choice.
We've been talking about. You don't just have to end up in jail. Just anything, any program that you think that could be beneficial to you, like school money, etc., you won't get. So, you know, we're talking
you
about
make a choice.
Planned Parenthood here, and
there's
you
nothing
know,
wrong with Planned Parenthood.
Go,
Planned
go,
Parenthood.
Go, oh,
has
I tell,
a lot
I
of
tell
money.
You what you do since there's nothing wrong with child
no.
with Planned Parenthood. Go
no,
back.
Planned Parenthood
to the founder
women who can't
of Planned Parenthood, Margaret
herself.
Sanger. You go back and you do some reading on Margaret Sanger and what she had to say about black people as far as Planned Parenthood is concerned. She's the woman that came up with Planned Parenthood. You go back and you do some research
look,
on what she had to say.
And I guess what she said is all right, huh?
No,
when I talk about voting, when I talk about voting for Ron Paul, first thing black folks say, well, back during such and such, he said this about black people.
Okay. So Ron Paul
right.
ain't did
look,
nothing help this time.
Going back
make
to Planned
resident.
Parenthood. Planned Parenthood does a lot of services for women, not just abortions, but a lot of other services. They screen for breast
uh-huh.
cancer. They screen for cervical cancer, and
uh-huh.
and they screen for a lot of other things. They give pap smears.
What portion?
They give.
What portion are we
give,
talking about right now?
Look, you, when you shut down Planned Parenthood, you shut down the only medical care that a lot of women have their whole pregnancy. So maybe
it is not.
You disagree. It is.
It is not the only. It, I'm sorry, it is not.
It is. When
in my community,
living,
we have comprehensive health centers all over the city.
You don't. In my community,
well,
you don't.
Need to correct that then and stop being lazy and depending on those.
I don't need to correct it. We have Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood takes care of a lot of women who are not fortunate enough to have health care or not working in a job that provides health care or not taking
mm-hmm.
care or paying for health care because they can't. Pay for health
okay.
care.
Then you
well,
got a lackey president.
Wait a minute, let me finish. So Planned Parenthood takes the care of the doctor for women who need well women checkups, who need to be screened for cancer, who need to have shots or
that's perfectly fine. But the thing is,
the other,
government
the
money,
other
taxpayer money, should not be
for
used for abortions.
Right.
Money should
be used for a whole lot of things, but it
is.
Viagra
isn't.
Nor should your lackey president be going around the world telling countries that if you don't open up your society to same-sex marriage, if you don't open up your society to this ridiculous abortion by what do you call it, entertainment abortion, we're going to cut your aid off.
Good
well,
point.
Well,
good
I
point.
Be more money for this
okay.
country if they cut it off.
We have a choice. We in this country have a choice still. It goes right
you
back to
the word choice.
It's okay. Well, because it's okay for you to have a choice. But it's not okay for a woman to have a choice.
No, lady, don't come back in screaming and hollering. Cut that bullshit out.
They sound like they just scared as they could be. They just pitiful.
You was asked a sensible question a while ago, and you didn't answer. So your opinion
right.
doesn't matter.
You took off like
no.
a you took off
with
your broomstick like
so
it was
going
out of
your
Miss Lady. Hello?
Miss Lady.
That ain't her. That's a recording.
Right. Absolutely.
Miss Lady. Uh-huh. We have to talk to them because they don't seem to understand the ramifications of choices. Wait a minute. Now, if you go, wait a minute. If you go ranting and raving at them, it's going to stir up a conversation without them understanding your point. And I want your point to be heard. So take it slow, speak clearly so that they can understand because sometimes they don't always grasp it, okay?
go for it, girl.
Listen to this subtle kind of pointing fingers at men.
Hey,
Renee.
This lady's got the floor right now. Go, girl.
Stop being energy vampires. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to. They just insist on arguing. Yes, they don't care what you say, okay?
Renee, she just gave you the floor. Can you talk to us instead?
What were you about to say, Vernon?
I just want to know if all these rights and choices that we got, do we realize they have. Well, whoever got Joe.
Yes.
Do we realize the position that we in now with all these rights and choices? I mean, are we really living in a better world now with all these damn choices and rights that we got?
Hell no.
No.
It's a hell of a lot worse, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But once again, Vernon, you do have a choice to leave the country at any time.
Oh, now you got something to say?
Oh, yeah, now she got something to say. Like I said before, go back and do just a little bit of reading on Margaret Sanger. Just remember her name.
Who Margaret Sanger is, so what?
Not everybody on here know who Margaret Sanger is, so what are you talking about?
Most people do.
We're not arguing about it. I hear your point. I understand your point. I know who Margaret Sanger is. That's all good. But the reality is you, as a human being, cannot say that one thing that an organization does should shut them down completely.
I agree with you that the clinics are providing services for a woman is perfectly fine. But
not
I say
women,
this.
They provide for men as well.
Men too. But I say this. That not one U.S. cent should go toward abortion. One taxpayer's dollar.
I agree. But that does not mean that because you do not agree with Planned Parenthood that they should not receive funds for other services other than abortion.
And another thing, not one U.S. taxpayer dollar should go for Planned Parenthood International. Let them raise their own damn money.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You can't shut down. You cannot stop. You can't.
We're agreeing with you, Renee.
You don't have money.
You
said that no money should go to
Planned
Parenthood.
We're agreeing with you. I believe not one red U.S. taxpayer penny should go towards women's choices.
No, abortion.
No, women's choices.
Not women's choices. Not abortion.
Wait
a minute, May. A woman can also make the choice to have her child.
And she should pay for it.
You just said there are no abortions. If there's no abortion,
well, then
and
don't
the woman
get
can't
pregnant.
Afford to take care, and
well,
the woman
public's
can't
not
afford
supposed to pay
to
for her having a baby.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Noise always
you can't have it both ways. And you're saying I got double standards. Look, if a woman gets pregnant by via whatever means happens, she sleeps with somebody, she gets raised. She's with somebody and they die, and now she can't take care of this child, so she has to go to social services to help them. Planned Parenthood is right there on the list. It can't be a double standard. Excuse me. You can't have both ways.
What I meant by women's choices, you women should not be allowed to think, period. Because you're always thinking with your uterus.
Please, Joe. Then where would you be? You'd have no one to talk to.
I don't have anybody to talk to now. I'm talking to you from the line
now.
I'm talking to a wall.
And we feel the same way.
Any kind of conversation.
We feel the same way.
I know you feel the same way,
but
you're not capable. No,
your
hormones make you emotionally unbalanced. You're not capable of a threshold more than just sitting in the sandbox.
But you know what, Joe?
Beyond that,
Joe,
you know what? I agree with Joe. Let's think about this. We have to agree with him on the choice. Cause I choose not to associate with homosexuals.
Yeah,
and same sexes.
And nobody can make you associate
and
with
him. And nothing's wrong with your choices to associate or not associate with anybody. That's okay. Nobody should associate with people they don't want to associate with. But the problem with people who take that to its most logical absurdity, they say, well, we should kill people because they're different.
And that girl, and that woman May can't cook any damn way.
Don't worry about it.
What does that have to do with anything?
Associate, choose a choice, choice to associate with.
I mean, she's telling us she's a great wife. Oh my God.
You can make your point. You don't have to insult people.
They don't know how to. I say if you respect your mother, you respect other women. So it's not bothering me.
Okay.
I'm glad nothing bothers you, Mace. And why are you always mentioning my freaking name?
I didn't even say your name.
Oh, I thought you said Joe.
You just
I said Joe.
That's
oh,
the most people
Joe?
He
said
listens
Joe?
To.
What'd you say Joe for?
A lack of sleep.
Was that you, Mays, or it couldn't have been Renee?
No, that was Renee.
That was Renee.
I said your name, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah, because I'm trying to get to where you're talking about that there should be no women to even be around to talk to. And if that's the case, then you wouldn't be here to begin with. Because if it wasn't for a woman, you wouldn't be here.
All of a sudden, the woman's responsibility for having brought me into the world. What about the man now? The man had nothing to do with it.
Hey, but
I had no
to give birth to you. She had to push you out of her
loins. Oh, for God's sake. You're elevating
you
your uterus to a level which
okay.
is not absurd.
Look,
that's like the chicken and the egg argument. You know what I mean? That's like
good
the chicken and the egg
God
argument. That's, no.
This is also the goddess argument. You have not been a suffering child. What is it? A nauseous morning sickness. And you were not carrying around a baby for 9 months. Well, after 9 months, you gave birth to the damn baby, and then you didn't even want it after it was born.
Do you have any children, Joe?
Do I have any children? I was smart enough not to have kids.
Joe,
but then you don't have any, so why are you complaining?
I don't have kids.
I'm glad you were that kind of man that made sure you didn't have any. So how you going to complain
what
about
what the hell? Mumbo, mumbo, jumbo, Joe. That's all you are. Mumbo, jumbo, Joe.
No, I'm just asking you a question.
That's all you do, Maisie. You mumbo,
like
jumbo, jumbo, then you mention my name at the end of every freaking
sentence. I asked you a question. That was all. And all
mumbo,
you do
jumbo,
now,
Joe.
Get back on the subject.
I don't know what
you
your subject
kids,
is. It's always mumbo,
Joe,
jumbo.
I'd like to meet her husband.
Joe, let me tell you something. Then you had a choice. You had a choice not to have children. Mm. That was your choice not to have any children. Am I right?
True.
It's totally your choice. Now, what if a woman decided that she wanted to have your child and she got pregnant by you?
Right.
Okay, where would you be? Would you be there? Because you clearly don't want to have children, so that's your choice.
Right.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she decided she wanted to have the child. Would you be an active member of your child's life? Or
well, Joe would use a condom.
Or, wait a minute.
Only one time.
Hey, condoms break all the time, dude.
No, only one time have I been semi-irresponsible when I was a kid in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I was very careful. And outside of one woman, I know where the chicks are, or were 9 months later. I don't have any babies rolling around, but to ask your, but to answer your question, I would have to be there, or I'd have to get on a Greyhound bus and skip town. So I have a choice.
You have a choice.
Right.
So we don't have a choice.
So
but
I would have to be there.
Want to take
but
our
I made
away
the choice
us
to make sure that I was not a father.
Exactly.
Except for one particular case where I was semi careless. But outside of that, I made the choice because I did not want to be
what
a father.
Some of these women go in a trash can and take that condom out and deposit that sperm up in them.
Oh.
Okay.
I've heard of that.
Out of line.
Wait a minute. I've heard of that.
Wow.
Have you heard about
that's
the famous
foul.
I don't know about
that's
the famous
foul
thing.
Oh,
man.
Wait
a minute. Why is everybody laughing?
That's
the truth. That's
but it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
I mean, it's
true.
Right. It's foul.
Yeah,
that's
but it's
nasty.
True.
That's foul.
It may be foul to you, but they do that.
Okay. And what if she had done that, Joe? What would you have done, Papa?
What I've done?
Yeah.
There'd be some parents looking for a missing body.
Realistically,
nobody would have found the body.
That's not answering the question, man.
All right.
Oh, wow.
You ever do that, Maze?
Don't do what?
No,
take that condom out of the trash can.
That's nasty. Don't ask that.
That's not like something that you would
do. That's out of line.
All right. We're getting a
we're
look. Don't make me come back.
You want me to go to the internet and bring up some stories?
No, we're moving on. There's lots of stories out here, but we're moving on.
To answer your question,
now.
Renee, where would I have been if that happened?
Yeah.
The law would have
yeah.
made me the father, not the wallet father, but she may or may not have made me share custody with my baby, with my child. And don't say choices, 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 because everybody always has choices. Even if you have a gun to your head, that's not the point. The thing is that there are overriding choices and there are subordinate choices. If I have a gun to my head and somebody says, "Give me your money or your life," okay, I can choose to keep my money in my pocket, but my life goes. The subordinate choice is to keep my money in my pocket. The thing is, we always have choices. So what? Whether or not those choices are being determined by other forces is the point. The law is our dictator.
Against. Well,
so
well,
I would have had to.
I'm not saying that the laws are right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the laws are right. The laws are right. I'm
That's
not
right.
agreeing with all of the laws that are put on the table right now.
Because
I believe that a man should have the choice to make a decision on what happens to his girlfriend or significant other or wife or whatever. I believe that. But I ultimately still have to say that if that's the case and they don't understand or they don't agree with that topic, then they should take it to a higher power. And that higher power might be the court system. So if they take it to the court system and the wife wins because ultimately it's her body, then he shouldn't have to be upset with her.
You don't take it to the court. You don't take it to the court.
Not now. Not now. I'm believing that
later.
It should happen. Yeah.
That's why them husbands. That's why them husbands are quick to pull the life support on them women when they laying up there in the bed.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad to see you.
That's a choice. I choose to pull it. Pull it.
And I'm not your wife.
Really?
Oh, we're gonna stick with the topic.
Lord.
But yes, I was like to say they will have a choice when it comes to their Viagra to punish them and say they couldn't have it. Even on women,
I don't even,
well, come up with something like that.
I don't even
want to
talk about no Viagra.
No, we know you got the choice to have it, though, don't you? Because you want to.
No, I don't use no Viagra.
Whatever you use.
Veering away from the topic yet again. Let's get back on topic.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the whole.
You've been doing a good job
of
keeping things on topic, Renee.
It's the choice of being
Thank
responsible
you.
For what
Thank
you for what you do. That's what the choice is, being responsible. A man should be responsible for what he do.
Well, you know, you're talking
so,
about man using
like
Viagra.
Right.
Don't you use that horny goat?
I don't use anything.
Look, we are going to stick to the topic, okay?
And using the same argument,
Let's veer back around to the topic,
okay?
Okay.
Using the
so
same.
So here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Listen to me. The bottom line is this. What if men got the laws that they want to have in place so that women could no longer get abortions? Where would this world then take on? What would happen?
Pardon me, say that again.
If men, because this is actually a show men against women as we stand. So if men got the right to get everything that they wanted in the abortion law and say that there could no longer be abortion, how do you think this world would end up?
Well, it's not the world, it's the United States, because that's what the law would apply to. But, you know, you got to also, you also know that
abortion.
Women are against, you got women that's against abortion. So what about them?
Yeah, we're against abortion. But we better
right now, it's men against women. So I'm asking the question to the men.
It's not men against women. It's more women in this country than it is men.
I'm talking about on the show right now.
Okay, let me
okay, right now. On the show right now.
Right.
It's the women.
So where would the United States be? Is that what you're saying?
Where do you think the United States would be in the state of?
Okay, first off, it's not about men eliminating abortion altogether. It's about men having the right to have abortion, an abortion or not. So if the man wants to have an abortion and the woman doesn't, then the abortion should take place. If the woman wants to have an abortion and the man doesn't, this is my opinion, then the woman's right to have the abortion should be the dominant one. It's whoever has the desire to have the abortion, that should be the decision, either the man or the woman. So that's my particular thing. I think men and women, before they get before she gets pregnant, should be allowed to have a written contract. Whoever did, whatever's in the contract, that's the way it should be. So if she doesn't want it and he does, too bad. If she, he wants it and she doesn't, too bad. Whatever the decision is in the contract, and let the state keep out of it. That's my opinion.
Well, let me give you mine. Women want to have babies, and men together, they should be together. And men and women that don't want to have babies at all, they should stay away from each other. They shouldn't even do it at all. They should just not even have nothing. Just be, stay away from each other. That's what I think.
Well, come out and come down to your state.
That's her opinion. Don't knock it for her opinion.
Well, I tell you my opinion. My opinion is this, and what I work for is that the definition of life is when at conception. Like a few countries that I know around the world have just amended their constitution to include just that, along with the definition of what marriage is. So life should begin at conception, and it should not be taken unless there's some peculiar circumstances.
Peculiar circumstances or difficult circumstances?
Unless it's a certain particular circumstance.
A certain particular.
Like a
that should have to be worked out between the father, the mother, the family, the doctor, and a prescribed set of minds sitting there making this decision.
So where does the woman's role play into that?
Well, the woman would also be included.
So you're telling me, let me get this correct. You're telling me that something's going to happen.
Let me understand.
In this particular circumstance, that there's a woman and she is not going to have a say what happens in this particular circumstance for herself. She can't speak for herself on her own behalf. She has to have a panel to decide on what she should do with herself.
I think it would be like a situation of democracy rule.
Oh, so say it's a woman, she doesn't want to have her child, and this is if the law changes, only if the law changes, right? It's a woman who doesn't want to have her child. Her husband wants to have the child. Her mother wants to have the child. Her doctor wants her to have the child, and the courts want her to have the child, but she's not ready to have a child. So she should go ahead and have that child, right?
Yeah, she's going to have the child. The law says that life begins at conception.
I understand.
You're not going to kill a life. If you kill a life, you're going to be subjected to punishment.
But you don't believe in God, so he's going to punish you.
I'm talking about locking your butt up in a cell.
Oh, really?
Or better yet,
so
injections when they strap you down on that gurney.
So all the women that have abortions should be executed.
When a man shoots a woman and it kills that fetus inside her womb, it's what happens to him. He's prosecuted.
But you're telling me because she does not want to give birth to a child which comes out of her body and the horn does it. Okay?
Well.
And she's choosing not to have a child, she should be executed for that.
Mr. Talk, let me tell you, Mr. Talk.
No,
you
know what, Pian,
the law says life begins at conception. That's the law.
I want to understand what you're saying.
Yeah. That's it.
I want to understand what you're saying. So it would be okay to execute the woman. Is that
Let me repeat one more time and see if you understand this. Life begins at conception.
I heard
Okay, let me put my 8 cent in here now. All right, yes, life begins at conception. When the sperm hits the egg, yes, that is life being. That's a life. However,
that should be the law.
Pianky, your argument has no validity because there's no way in hell they would be able to enforce that law. I'm sorry.
I was getting there. You blew my punch, man. I was getting there.
Mr. Talk, there are countries in this world. There are countries in this world where that is the law, and it has been enforced.
The law, but they cannot enforce every bit of that law, Pianky.
You just qualified your statement. Every bit of it.
No, it's look.
Murder is against the law, but murder is against the law, but do not some people get away with murder?
Look,
ultimately,
a woman has the right to choose what happens to her body. Now, you may not agree with it, and it may not be right with your logic, but the reality is they're not going to prosecute any woman in this country for that. Because
they already do.
No,
well,
listen to me. She will
leave
that situation, and she'll go to another state, and she'll find an abortion clinic in the backwoods somewhere, and they'll get a coat hanger, and that's what it'll be.
She has murdered that child. Then her blood is subjected to the law.
And she'll just not go back to that state.
That is just...
and really, the Constitution, matter of fact, the U.S. Constitution should have been amended to read that.
Look, she's not going to happen.
The U.S.
Constitution
had some women when they came up with it. That was sitting there with
what
them when
happened
they came up with the laws anyway.
What are the reasons why abortion became legal? Is because of what was going on surrounding the circumstances of women getting pregnant.
You keep talking about the rights of the woman and her body. What about the rights of the child as a sentient being? If that child is alive...
The child does not have any rights until the child is born. And I know that you don't
that's a negative statement.
The living child, which you're all for, it's a living human being.
But
the living human being does not have any
rights. Some people do not believe that a fetus until up to a certain time... is not.
Although, you know, there are certain doctors who
gave you links.
There are doctors who don't.
I just gave you links.
Look, everything.
I just gave you links to where there's laws against fetal abuse.
I'm not on the internet right now, so I can't counteract what you're saying from on the internet because I'm at work. I'm not on the internet. But if I were on the internet, everything that you would say, I would counteract it with something else because on both sides, quite pros and cons. Okay,
so you when you in court being charged for fetal abuse, you can counteract and act the fool all you want. You're gonna get punished.
They're not gonna charge you for fetal abuse because in this country it's legal to have an abortion. Now that doesn't mean you have to like it, but it is legal.
In Arizona, you have one after 20 weeks, you're going to jail.
And
sooner or later, we're gonna get it worked down to 10 weeks, then 5 weeks.
Where it's legal. Go to California where it's legal.
Go do it.
It's a 3-hour drive from Arizona to California. She'll just go to
and
California.
It's gonna,
and have
then
it.
We're going
to
have it in
when
California.
She
back,
look,
but
when
what
she
about
goes back
the
to
fact
Arizona,
that
they're
those
not going
people
to
who argue for the so-called fact that the fetus is a sentient human being, how come that sentient human being isn't considered sentient enough to have rights because he or she is residing within the womb of that
because
mother?
Because that child
because
is
it might
not
come
a
out of
the living thing
womb.
For some people until it's born.
So it has so.
Joe, do you hear this?
Joe,
did you hear this selfish argument? If you shoot somebody in the stomach and kill that fetus, that baby, you can't argue and say, well, it might not have been born correctly. You can't use that for an argument. You have just killed a child.
There are lots of times under circumstances when women's babies die in utero. Are you telling me that you are telling me that because the baby has died in utero that you have now killed the child?
And they got to abort it and it's already dead?
Before it's aborted, I mean, the baby has died in utero. What are you going to do with that child? That child is automatically going to abort itself.
But that's a whole different situation, though. That's a whole different situation.
That's a whole different situation. It's just like assisted suicide, which they say you can't do.
For instance, I'll give you another instance. Maybe the child does not abort themselves. Okay? Maybe the child stays in utero and they've passed away. Then what do you
then
do?
It died of natural causes.
But then how do you know it died of natural causes?
Because it's in
you
dead.
Something
you know what? You make a
baby.
Good point because
just
if
this,
you
I
in particular, if this happened to you in particular, I would have a thorough investigation to make sure you didn't poison the baby.
Why? I don't believe in abortion. I wouldn't have to worry about having an abortion.
You come up with these scenarios, I would be highly subjected that you had some underhandedness to kill the baby.
And, sir, this is why women have a choice.
Yes, and then the women have a choice on what they want to do anyway, regardless. Regardless of any law,
you're a Christian.
And I'm not trying to make you. Wait, listen to me. I want to be perfectly clear. I am not trying to make you see my point. I do not want you to get it confused and think that I'm trying to make you change your mind.
You believe in what you believe in, that's fine. Yes. There's no problem with that. I don't have an argument with you believing what you believe in. You either, Joe. I don't have a problem with that.
It's not my belief. A Christian woman.
Believe what you wish to believe. That's fine.
Renee, let's do a little bit of logic because you sidestepped it about an hour ago. If
Renee,
a woman
is
a Christian woman, she believes in
the
Bible.
And do what
she has now a right. She has to do what God tells her.
I can't quite hear it.
Okay, she has to do what God tells her because if she admits.
I do. They have to do what God tells them, not she her by herself.
No. Stop sidestepping. Stop the flexing. Stop trying
to
be.
That's how I go, Joe.
No. If you are somebody who says, I agree with this particular rule or regulation and you violate it, you have to be punished. Plain and simple.
Yes, you do. You're right. You have to be punished.
You should be punished.
You cannot sit in judgment of me. You cannot sit in judgment of me.
Let me finish my
question to Joe. Hey, you can't punish me. You can't judge me. You can't tell me that I'm right or wrong. My only person that I have to worry about or the only thing that I need to worry about is my God. And my God is going to judge me. You're right. When I get to the pearly gates, I'm going to be judged. Now, the one thing about God is what? God is a loving God. And God is forgiving. So you ask for forgiveness. Does it make it right? No.
Abort the baby, get pregnant.
You're not supposed to do the same thing over and over again when you ask for forgiveness, okay?
Where does it say that at?
It's clearly in the Bible.
Give me a book and a verse.
Wait. Stop. We're not going to get on the Bible right now. Okay. Renee, go on and finish
And you know, here's another point. This conversation is general. This is not no personal.
Just was talking. Y'all forget, I'm still here. I'm still running controls. All right. Now, as I was saying, let Renee finish her point, and then we're gonna I'll get y'all last words in. Now, that's what I was saying. So we can go and continue on in that route, huh?
We did run way over, didn't we?
Yeah, but it's okay. We always do. But go ahead, Renee.
Let me have my last point so I can leave.
Well, when I get on the edge, then you will.
Can I finish my statement?
Go ahead, Renee.
Now that means that no one here on earth is equal to me to be able to judge me, and I have to know what my conscience is. What is my conscience? Not yours, mine. So don't push your views off on me because I'm not pushing mine off on you. I'm just making a blanket statement.
And I understand that, but when a Christian woman does have the abortion and the man doesn't want the abortion, then what happens?
That's between her and her God. That's between her and her God.
What about the man? The man has no feelings. He doesn't count on this equation.
Like I said earlier, Joe, I think that the man should be included in the decision. Maybe adoption, maybe abortion, maybe having a child and raising that child. I believe that a man has a place in society and in children's lives, and that it's the right thing to do. Now, do all women think that? No, they don't all think that. That's my personal view.
Well, I got a question for you. At what point in the topic do you switch from all women to you?
When he asked me personally, what would I do?
All right, now this is what I would agree to. This is my point. I think that we need to have a law of the land that says that life begins at conception. And if you, woman, or you, male, by any means, any particular means, kill that life in that womb, then you shall face punishment. I'm talking about man-made law of punishment. I ain't talking about all these. Let's leave God out of the picture. Either
we
one of them.
We don't live in the Wild West anymore, so that.
Let me finish saying what I got to say, please. As I said, life should begin at conception. We need a law that states that if you take that life that's in your womb, you should be subjected to the punishment of the law. Thank you, Mr. Talk.
And I say, Mr. Talk, if you want to begin at conception, it should be man and wife before conception ever began. If not, you go to jail.
All right.
And
now,
you can raise
glad
child
everybody got them little
the man
okay.
goes to jail.
Okay, I'm glad everybody got those little shots in. You know what? You know, I've been listening, man. This has been a great topic, though. You know, it's very interesting. I suggest y'all go back and listen to the show again, and you'll find some very good points and some interesting observations as well. But I got to go and listen to this show again because this has been a very good show. But, of course, it's time for us to get up out of here. So we're going to let everybody get their last words in, and we're going to start with Goofy. Are you there? I think Goofy left his phone on and went to sleep. All right. He's here. All right, Goofy, what's your final words?
Sorry, I was with my pool. I bought one of the $20 with a kid's pool. So I'm sorry to just blow it up and just chilling and listening to the show. But, you know, the world is what it is. It is what it is. We can cry and bitch and fight over whatever. But in the end, no one gives a shit. We're only going to listen to what makes money. So this world revolves around business, cash, and if you got it, you can do it. If you can't, then oh well. That's all I got, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. And you know what, Goofy? We're going to have to switch some music, man, because I like that music I came in on the other night. So we're going to have to work on some things, all right? But I'll give you a yell.
Just let me know, Mr. Talk. I'll hook you up with some music, man. You need something, let me know.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Vernon, where you at, bruh?
What's going on? I'm still kicked back listening, man.
All right. Well, you'll find the words.
Yeah. I really don't know what to say, Eric. You know, a lot of people got their own opinion on that abortion thing. And I keep hearing, you know, the ladies say what a woman got the right to do and all that, you know. And I hear the guys saying they pause, but, you know, that just goes to show you where we at, man. You know, when you as I said before, I think when I first come on the show, man, when you get two heads, man, you get two kings on one throne, you got problems, brother. And, you know, it's a situation now where the women and the men got the same amount of power in the household and the relationships, whatnot. You can't have two kings on one throne. It'll never work out, man. That's all I got to say.
All right, sir. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow as well. All right, Mace, you up.
It's out. When it comes to the abortion, I think a woman should have the right, not a man created laws for women to tell them when they are part of the whole situation in anyway. Unless they plan on being responsible for the things that they help create, they shouldn't have anything to do with the laws that man has made, because these are man laws that we always never abide by anyway. Some people break the law and some stick to the law. So I don't think abortion, men should have anything to do with it. Because every woman don't believe in abortion.
Okay.
But you still have the right to choose.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. And we see you tomorrow also. Pianki, here you go. You
know, you had a doctor in Philadelphia, Gosnell, that just got sentenced to jail in three cases of murder where a baby was born alive, then he killed him. But there was other cases when the baby's head came out of the womb, he slit at the spine, and he wouldn't have been charged for that. Now, I say at conception is the definition of life, and if anyone destroys that life, harms that life, then they should be punished by the fullest extent of the law of this land.
All right. Well, thank you, and welcome back, Pianki. You know, we know you be gone and coming, so welcome back.
I don't know if I'm coming back. I don't like the company you keep. I like Joe, though. Hello, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
You'll be all right, Pianki. Hey, it's a lot better than it used to be. Anyway, talk to you later. All right. Mr. Knowledge. I'm sorry, Into Knowledge. I don't know where I get the Mr. from. You up?
It's all good. It's all good. Fortunately, I got to get my comments in before the brouhaha started. But just in listening to this, the one thing that I learned from it is that because there's such a great divide between men and women on this issue, and probably just as well with women versus women. Also, that people just need to make more of a conscious effort to be careful who they lay down with. I don't think we put enough time and effort into that. And I think that if we did do that, the situation, it wouldn't be such a hot button issue. But because we get overtaken by our physical desires, then things like this crop up. So that's what I learned from it. Just be careful who you lay up with. And that's all I got.
All right, sir. Once again, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. I know you're going to have a lot to say on tomorrow's subject.
Okay.
All right. Joe, where you at, Mountain Man? And
you
know
me?
What, Joe?
Yeah.
You know what, Joe? First you said you feel it, man, because you say you didn't have any kids. You got some kids, Joe.
Oh, no, I don't. Don't talk about my sheep.
That's right. All them little goats running up there.
Yeah, those are my little kids and grandkids. That's right. I take good care of my kids, yeah, because they do have kids, technically. Yeah, they do have kids.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Well, go ahead.
I just want to say Renee did a good job being the co-host today, so that's all I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Joe.
No, you're welcome.
I know. That was special, wasn't it? And, of
it
course,
was.
My special co-host for the day who did an outstanding job. You know, hey, I think I may have found that the replacement for Shasta. Okay, my I'm trying to give you some claps, but for some reason, it ain't working right today.
That's
but,
okay.
But go ahead.
Well, thank you for putting me on the spot and making me a co-host today. I really appreciate it. It was a hot topic. It was a great topic. I think everybody comes to the table with their own opinion, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's important. It's very important that people understand that we all have our opinions on the subject. It's to respect one another and to understand what we come to the table with our values and our understanding on what we do and what we don't do in life. Everybody doesn't agree with the same topic. Everybody doesn't agree with the same thing. And it's okay to agree to disagree. There's nothing wrong with that. I think the problem comes in is when people try to force their views. Yeah, they force their views on other people.
Okay,
so
I didn't do that then.
Force your views. No, you didn't. You did very good. You were quiet. You were real quiet. So just, you know, remember that people's opinions are important, and just, you know, take it, you know, and understand with it, but ultimately you'd be strong enough to make a decision on what you need to do for you in your life.
All right.
That's it.
Man, thank you, ma'am, and I'll see you tomorrow. And,
all right.
And once again, thank you. And we may
You're
have
welcome.
To make you co-host more often.
When
I'm not able to be here, you may be auditioning for the role. And I'm not in office. All right. Thank you, Renee.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all. Another great show here. And you know what? Tomorrow's topic, before everybody decides to disconnect or whatever you're going to do, tomorrow's topic is going to be another good one, y'all. I'm telling you. You know what it is? Professional athletes and their baby mamas. Or baby mamas and professional athletes. That should be another good one. I'm sure it's going to be a hot one. So y'all going to read up on these baby mamas and athletes, because that's where we're going to be going tomorrow. Well, thank you, Knowledge. Thank you. All right, y'all. Like I said, another great show. And you know what? And everyone who was on the line today, I want to say thank you. In the chat room, thank you, because we had some great conversation. I want to say welcome back, Chef Rob. Hey, brother, you need to talk. Yeah, you got digits. All right. Look, it's like this. I don't agree with abortion. I don't, and I do feel that men should have some say so in it. How can you lay there and it takes two people to make it, but only one person to make the decision to get rid of it? That's not right. Not at all. But yet, you know, we're fine with that, long as it's not interfering with what we want to do. Y'all think about that. you know, going back and going back to the quote of the day. Now, I'm going to say it one more time for those that didn't hear it. Here's the quote of the day. Never do something permanently foolish just because you are temporarily upset. Y'all remember that? Because basically that's what you're doing when you say you want to go and lay down there and let them destroy life. Because I do believe life begins at conception. Hell, I was always, I know some of y'all really can get mad at me now, but I have always said, you know, we should all add 9 months to our age. Hey, because life began at a reception. When that sperm hit that egg, hey, that was it. But once again, that's just my theory and the way I think. All right. Well, tomorrow show, professional mama, baby mamas and professional athletes. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get y'all the tease on that one. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. But first, make sure you're forgiving yourself. If you haven't forgiven yourself, then there's no way you can forgive anyone else. All right? And until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific time, we're going to go out here with Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac Shakur. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his own. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide a pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. And love